Kerry versus Dublin, live from Croke Park, in association with Factory Carpet Outlets in Tralee, Killarney, Newcastle West and Listowel.
Now, you're very welcome back to this very special Bank Holiday Monday sports special here on Radio Kerry. We're just minutes away from the start of the Kerry and Dublin senior quarter-final. Now, if it's half as exciting as the minor quarter-final a little bit earlier on, Kerry progressing there to the semi-final after an extra time victory in against Roscommon, an absolute thriller there. And thanks to Ger O'Connor and Tim Moynihan for the great commentary that they provided. We're going to go to Croke Park briefly for a bit of a scene set. It's a very full house from the television pictures here. The hill certainly full. I see Kieran Whelan warming up there. He won't be starting, but he'll definitely be playing a part at some stage today, I would imagine. Just to set the scene for us before we hear from our team of analysts, Billy O'Shea and Ambrose O'Donovan, is our match commentator for today, Gary O'Sullivan. Gary, full house there in Croke Park, and we wouldn't have it any other way.
There is indeed, Alan. Yeah, welcome back to Croke Park. Well, it's more or less more than a three-quarter full house. It's not actually full to capacity yet, because I'm looking up on the top of the queues extend, and there are a lot of spaces yet. You know the Dublin people, Alan, although I have a dub here right next to me, John Heffernan, but they're very late in coming in. But, of course, they wouldn't have known that the minor game would have gone to extra time. So it's not official yet, Alan, but we had a quick word with Barney Rock there. And, of course, Barney would be, he's doing radio work behind us here. There's a lot of protocol yet to go through, which would be the marching behind the band. You have the Aura Naveen. You have Kerry yet to go through a warm-up. Dublin have been out for the last 7 or 8 minutes. So I would predict around 2:15. Now, that's not definite, but, I mean... Well, I mean, we're a minute away from 2 o'clock, Alan, at the moment, and Kerry are not even out. So,
right, so,
you know, you're looking at that, I'd say.
And no late team news to report at this stage, Gary. Nothing to trouble the teams, as we heard them announced during the week.
No, nothing yet. A strong rumour around the streets of Dublin this morning, Alan, that Kieran Donaghy will tog out. Again, nothing definite on that. Weesh is here with me as well. You might have a word with him if you want. But it is a strong rumour. Kerry did come out at half-time in the minors for just to kick around in their tracksuits, and Kieran Donaghy did kick around with them. So, again, it might be just, you know, maybe just talk. I'm not quite sure, but I wouldn't rule it out. Maybe he might talk out for them.
Weesh, I will bring you in there, if that's okay. Weesh Fogarty, of course, will be analysing the action there beside Gary this afternoon. Gary, or Weesh, your thoughts there just as the teams prepare for the big clash. And I see Kerry are just about to take to the field there.
Yes, indeed, Alan. And I can tell you it's a fabulous occasion, as it always is with Kerry in the Dublin rivalry. It's probably one of the greatest sporting rivalries in the country. There's no doubt at all about that. It promises to be a fascinating game. And, of course, it's old hat now. Everybody will be saying how Kerry have been playing so poor and all that, and they'll have to raise their game a lot today. There's no doubt at all about it, they will. And of course, then you have Dublin on a high there after winning their fifth Leinster Championship. I think myself, an awful lot, it's going to be fascinating to see how Kerry are going to counteract Cluxon's kickouts, because Stephen Cluxon is probably the best place kicker for a goalkeeper kicking out the ball than any goalkeeper in the country. And most of the Dublin attacks originate from his kickouts, and he kicks them into the open spaces, out to the wings, and it'll be very interesting to see how Kerry did that. And of course, if you hold the two Brogans, Alan, it's all ifs and buts and everything like that. So it's going to be a fascinating game. Kerry to up their game by 50%, hoping Dublin won't up their game. And you have Kerry players like Darragh O'Shea making his 79th appearance. It's all down to what's going to be an absolutely fascinating game. It's filling up now, like Gary said to you. There's going to be a bit of a delay, maybe about 10 minutes, but it's going to be a cracking game of football and well worth looking forward to.
Weesh, I know you keep a good close eye on things there at training just up the road from you in Lewis Road there. How is the mood, did you gauge this week at training in the Kerry camp?
Well, I thought the mood was absolutely great in training. I was up there a few nights watching the Mellon, and there seemed to be a great sense of determination and a great sense of purpose by them. And you could sense a mood of maybe we're after turning the corner, that little kind of a thing. And that makes a huge difference. And I could sense that in the team. They were going well, but the thing is now, can they put it together for the whole hour? Croke Park is a big pitch. We saw that there, but the Miners had a tremendous win over Roscommon. I think at the end of the day, class and style and Kerry tradition won out for the Miners. It's a big pitch, so we'll just have to wait and see what happens. Kieran Donaghy is togged out all right underneath us, and he's walking along, but we don't know whether he's going to play or not, Gary.
And we see the weight of history bearing very heavily on the Dubs in this. 32 years since they got the better of Kerry in Championship football. Do you think that's going to have a bearing on today's encounter?
There's no doubt about it, Gary. They didn't beat Kerry since 1977, and that'll weigh in their minds. There's no doubt at all about that. Dublin are going into this, and they're going to be questioning themselves, and they're going to be wondering. And even though people will be... And you know what? It makes it even worse than them. It makes it worse for them that they're going as favourites to win it, because in most of the so-called experts, they say that Dublin are going to win. So the fact that they didn't beat Kerry since 77, they're going in as favourites, they're playing in front of their own crowd, that'll definitely make it more difficult for them, Alan. And you'll know after 15 or 20 minutes, if Kerry can overcome that first challenge, the first wave of blue attacking for the first 20 minutes, then they'll be there with a great chance. But definitely the fact that they're favourites and they haven't beat Kerry, Gary or Alan, there's no doubt that'll make a huge bearing on it.
And just to go back to Gary there, he says that he bumped into Barney Rock a little bit earlier on. Did you manage to get an opinion out of Barney before you farewelled him, Gary?
Well, I hopped the ball with him, Alan. I said, Barney, if you're not going to beat us today, you'll never beat us. It's just right behind us. But, there's good crack around here. There's good banter around here. Just to go back on the Kieran Donaghy issue, Alan, I've watched him there now for the last 5 minutes. He's actually wearing the bib of the water carrier, but he is togged out. He's wearing a pair of runners, so you know, I think he might be playing a little bit of ducks and drakes with the Dublin team. I wouldn't rule him out at all today,
John.
But there's a great atmosphere here now, Alan. Absolutely brilliant, and it has definitely filled in the last 5 or 10 minutes. The skies are a little bit dull here, a little bit cloudy, but I don't think there'll be any rain or anything like that. But yeah, what we've heard of now, there's no changes in personnel, but there'll probably be a few positional changes. I know Weishi mentioned there Alan Brogan, he's wearing 13. He'll probably be at 14. I wouldn't rule out maybe Tom Sullivan taking him on. I think, Alan, today, my own personal opinion is that this Dublin full-back line are extremely dodgy. Dinis Bastic, to me, is not one of the best full-backs in the county. It's a pity we don't have, or in the country, it's a pity we don't have Kieran Donaghy in there. Paddy Andrews has played a lot of his football out the field in the half-back line, the half-forward line. Henry, okay, maybe not too bad. Brian Cullen, you know, he's a bit of a loose player at centre-half-back. I think he'll have enough of it from Declan O'Sullivan. I think any time they've met each other, O'Sullivan has come out on top. So I think all the doom and gloom that have surrounded Kerry in the last few weeks, it certainly is going to lift here this afternoon. It has to, because, I mean, the crowd, if nothing else, should ignite this Kerry side.
And, Gary, can I just have your thoughts? You watched both of the games yesterday, just in terms of what you see as the level that's expected for teams to win All-Ireland quarterfinals this season. The performances of Cork and Tyrone yesterday, what both teams are aspiring to this afternoon.
Yeah, they have to, absolutely. I watched the Cork, the highlights last night. I mean, when you look at John Miskell, Alan, getting 4 points in his own, the Cork half-back line, the guy that came on for Miskell got 2 points, and Cranty got a point. So that's 7 points from the half-back line alone. Cork were awesome yesterday. Kildare really put it up to him. I think Kildare themselves found themselves in front. They didn't know what to do, to be honest. You know, you'd have to ask and be honest, if Kerry were in Tyrone's position yesterday, would they have come back? At the moment, maybe you'd say no. We'll depend on what Kerry will do today. But definitely, I mean, there's no more messing around. Kerry have got to do the business from here on in. I mean, they had lucky performances against Sligo, okay, against Antrim in the second half as well, and against Longford. But those cobwebs have got to be gone once and for all. I mean, if you're going to win in All-Ireland, now is the time to produce it. I think we should just 1 point there, Alan. He wants to come in on.
Absolutely, Weishi.
Alan, the one thing that maybe we'll have to watch today is, now Kerry are after playing 3 games in a row, and Dublin didn't have a game for, I don't know, 4 or 5 weeks. Yesterday we saw Cork absolutely annihilate Donegal. Donegal were very tired. They were very dead. They were laden looking after their 3 games. Then you had the other situation where you had Kildare and you had Tyrone. There is no doubt for right into the second half, Kildare ran away from Tyrone. Kildare looked good after their 3 games. So what's going to happen today? Will Kerry get tired from their exertions at 3 games in a row? Dublin arrested, they're very fresh. What's going to happen there? We don't know. There's a lot of improbables. But one thing I would say, I expect Cullen Cooper to come out to Croke Park today with one of his best games. He has been playing under strength for the last 3 or 4 games, Alan. And the best games Cullen Cooper ever played for Kerry were in Croke Park. There is no doubt about that. I never saw him playing a bad game here, and I expect him to waste his game immeasurably today, and we just have to wait and see.
Okay, well, we're only minutes away from the start. I saw Dublin in the flesh against Meath in the first round of the Leinster, the second round officially, but they came out of the traps with they were on fire, and they really have some pace there in that forward line when they click into gear. So it'll be a tough day at the office for the Kerry defence today, but overall, Rishi, are you confident at this stage with just a few moments left to the start of the game?
No, I'm not confident, Alan. I wouldn't be a bit confident of Kerry winning today. If I was a betting man, I'd have to put my money in Dublin, because my heart would say Kerry, naturally enough, but my head would say Dublin. I put it to you like this: if Kerry come out today and they beat Dublin and they beat them independent, well, Farham has gone out the window absolutely completely. I'm only going by Farham. But having said that, and having watched Kerry in Dublin games since 1955, Kerry can always come out and upset the odds when they play Dublin and Croke Park. That's the one thing that I actually hang on to, Alan, before the game, but the ball is thrown in.
Weezy, just a little cameo for you there. They were showing the pen pictures of the Kerry team there flashing up on
I saw that, yeah, I saw it.
And I see Barry O'Shea has been drafted in, yeah, as centre back. So there you go. He's not the slightest bit like Mike McCarthy either, Gary, is he?
I don't think he's here. That's definitely Barry O'Shea. So whoever was over RT there made a right blunder, didn't they?
All right. So, well, look at just come back to me just for a moment. I'll read out a couple of comments that have just come in late, and I'll formally hand back to you then, Gary.
Okay, no problem.
Thanks indeed, Gary and Weezy there, just warming up for commentary there. We're going to hand back to them in just a moment's time. We've had a couple of text messages in on the back of that excellent coverage that was provided for the minor match earlier on. Well done to Tim and Ger for the excellent broadcast. We enjoyed the match very much. Up Kerry, Breed and family from Killarney. The coverage is absolutely fantastic on the minor match. Well done to Radio Kerry. Good luck to the seniors from all the O'Donoghues and Racecourse Lawn and Tralee. And what a match, and what fantastic coverage by Radio Kerry. Well done to both. Good stuff indeed. Well, the scene is set. Croke Park filling up nicely. We're going to hand back now formally to our commentary team for this afternoon's match. It doesn't get any bigger than this. Kerry and Dublin in the All-Ireland quarter-final. And the prize for the winners is a semi-final meeting with either Meath or Mayo. Those sides meet next week, and that semi-final will be played on August the 30th. The scene is set. We'll hand you over to Croke Park. Analysing the action for today's game will be Weezy Fogarty and your match commentator, Gary O'Sullivan.
Kerry versus Dublin, live from Croke Park, in association with Factory Carpet Outlets in Tralee, Killarney, Newcastle West and Listowel.
Yes, indeed. Thanks very much indeed, Alan. Welcome back to Croke Park on this Bank Holiday Monday on the 3rd of August, and it's Kerry and Dublin. What great rivalry. Remember all the stats that go with it. Kerry have never lost an All-Ireland quarter-final since it came into fruition, and Dublin have not beaten Kerry in the championship since 1977. An All-Ireland win in 84 and in 85 as well. And of course, the man you'll be hearing at halftime captained them there, Ambrose O'Donovan, in 84. No change on either side than what we've been told. There will be a minute's silence here. Now, just
Dublin selector Paul Nugent.
Paul Nugent's mother passed away lately. So she died yesterday morning, the mother of Paul Nugent. He's a Dublin selector, and there will be a minute's silence here just to honour her passing.
Yeah, Veronica Nugent. Nice tribute, Gary.
We'll be just returning to the commentary team now. A moment's silence being recognised in Croke Park at the moment for Veronica Nugent, mother of Paul Nugent, one of the Dublin selectors. So the Dublin team facing the hill, as they are wont to do in the approaches to the start of a game. I see Kieran Donaghy looking on with the Mayrish kebib on him. That gives him full rights to go in and out onto the pitch. He had a couple of incursions during one of the qualifiers that cost the county board a few quid, but he's all decked out in his bib today, and that gives him full entitlement to get on the pitch. We'll be seeing plenty of him, hopefully, in action before the game is out. But for the moment, we'll hand back to our commentary team, Weezy and Gary.
Thanks, Alan. Spot on. We're in the middle of our on of Ian. sun is shining brightly on the Kerry and the Dublin sides as the referee Pat McEnany stands for a photo call with the respective captains Paul Griffin and Darren Sullivan. The toss is just about to take place, and the toss has been won by, I'm not sure, but it really doesn't make a difference which sides play here today, because it's a lovely day for football. No change in personnel in any side. Rishi, we're almost ready to go.
Almost ready to go, and as Alan said there, Kieran Dunn, he is wearing the bib and Farish. I see him in and out there, and he seems to be yielding a lot to the right leg. Couldn't see him coming on today, Gary. He's as the fella said, he's carrying a limp.
He is indeed, Kieran Dunn. He's right down in front of us wearing the bib. So, Jack O'Connor, final words of instructions. Who's it going to be? Are Kerry going to survive? An awful lot of people predict that this is the end of this Kerry team, and today is the day that they're going to meet their downfall. Well, if there's ever a time to do it, this is the day to do it for Kerry. And how many All-Ireland titles have they won? Darragh O'Shea goes in, and he shakes the hand there of his opposite number, Darren McGee. Or is he going to be marking Ross McConnell in a bit of juggling around in the middle of the field so far? Looking down, Tommy Walsh has come out to the 40. That's a straight swap. Dirklin O'Sullivan has gone in at full forward. He's on Bastic. To me, Bastic is a weak link. Let's look at the Dublin side. Bernard Brogan, where's 12? He's gone in at full forward, and Tom Sullivan is at full back. There's a lot of chopping and changing. Tommy Griffin has gone left corner back. The ball is thrown in by McEnany, and the quarter final is on, and the first touch is got by Dublin. And in the middle of the field, the ball is driven in long inside. Tommy Griffin wins the first ball at left corner back. Plays it outside to Donica Walsh. Donica Walsh, the man who's forced his way back onto the team here. A lot of pressure. Free out. First win by Kerry.
Yeah, good win by Tommy Griffin. Came out, won that ball in independently there. Well done by him.
Tomás O'Shea wearing number 5. You're playing here over at left half back. The pitch looks good. A bit patchy, but looks good. Great catch by Paul Galvin in the middle of the field. To Dara. Dara with a lovely ball for Declan. It's got aside to Darren Sullivan. There's 2 men inside him. One of us, Colum Cooper. Give it to the coach. Goal, surely. Yes! A goal for Colum Cooper after 39 seconds.
Goal by the Goats, wonderful goal after 39 seconds by the man from Arshanavoli. It all started in the middle of the field by Darragh O'Shea, went into Donica Welsh. Lovely ball into the Goats, and the Goats with a lovely touch of the left leg. Cluxon came out, took the first goal that Cluxon is after conceding this year, and he just rolled the ball in, and the hill has gone dead. The hill has gone silent. Kerry leading by goal. The Goats.
Oh, what a goal by Colum Cooper. And I come out of my traps and I admit I went into the bookies in Tralee yesterday and I backed him at 8-1 to score the first goal. I'll buy you a drink, Mr. Cooper. Well done. Long ball driven inside. Made by Tomás O'Shea. He gives a right bang of a shoulder to Dermot Connolly. That's a great start to Kerry.
That's a great start for Kerry, and the way the Kerry the attack opened up the Dublin defence there, it was absolutely scintillating. And a great run also by Donica Welsh, and he could have shot himself, held the ball, saw Colum Cooper, laid it after the Gooch, and the Gooch, when he's in a situation like that, he just rolled it into the net. Great start.
Kick out, 1:45 gone in the middle of the field. Paul Galvin surely was pulled back. McEnany gives him the advantage. Plays it outside to his right, and that's Seamus Scanlon. He's been pulled to the ground. Kerry have got off to a flyer.
Kerry have got off to the absolute dream start.
Quickly taken to Declan O'Sullivan. Little bit of a tug on the jersey. Declan looks at the post. Declan strikes into his 16. Declan O'Sullivan from Drummond Pearson's makes it 1-1 to no score.
Yeah, wonderful point by Declan O'Sullivan. He started, he was lined to line out at the 40. He's gone in full forward because that Dennis Bastic, there's big questions mark over that man, the Sin Street man. And Declan O'Sullivan got the ball inside the 45. He turned around with the left leg. He just popped the ball, just landed the ball over the bar. Kerry lead 2 minutes and 24 seconds gone. 1-1 to no score.
The kick out
wonderful
from,
start.
From Cluxon straight into the hands of Seamus Scanlon. He gratefully accepts it. Gives it out to Tommy Walsh. Tommy Walsh now still running forward. Very, very good run by the young man. Plays it back to Colum Cooper outside the 45 metre line. It's a rejuvenated Colum Cooper after only a minute. Always, you say, put him into Croke Park and he's a different man. Back to Dara. Dara with the kick. Dara from all of 50 yards out, and he's just missed it left and wide.
Yes, indeed, but Dara was just outside the 45 metre line. A good effort by him. Colum Cooper got the ball. He was tormenting and he was teasing, and he passed the ball back out to Darragh O'Shea, and Darragh O'Shea with the right leg had a go from inside the 45 and just pulled the ball wide. Kerry lead 1-1 to no score. Everybody around the world listening into the internet, we hope you'll enjoy this game coming to you from a sunny Croke Park.
3:13 gone, 1-1 to Kerry, no score to Dublin. Mike McCarthy gets the break, back to Paul Galvin. It's very composed opening by the Kerry side, the underdogs going into this challenge. Donica Walsh, they're hanging off him, here's the captain Darren Sullivan, tight angle, left kick, and it's hit the upright and gone over the bar. Darren O'Sullivan makes it 1-2 to no score.
Captain Dan O'Sullivan, a lovely point by Dan, a lovely point by the Glenbeg Glencairman, landed the ball on top of the net, a lovely point by him, and once again it was Donica Welch who was involved in that. And the big thing now, Gary, is we were talking before the match, Dublin are starting dead. The fact that Kerry are after having their three games, they're starting like a bomb. Dublin are dead in the field at the moment, and they don't know what's happening.
I was just speaking to Jack actually on Friday night, which he was saying to me, I will predict, he said, they'll throw everything at us in the first 10 or 15 minutes, but it's the opposite. It's Kerry that has done it to them.
It is, yeah, it is, yeah.
Yeah, well, Colm Cooper and his man has been called there. The referee is calling Pat McEnany's. I don't think there's any yellow cards being shown. It's Dennis Bastic and Colm Cooper. The referee goes in, he stamps his authority. No better man than Pat McEnany to have in charge of this. Stephen Cluxton with the kick out. 4:20 gone. Kerry, 1 goal and 2 points. Dublin, yet to score. The kick out, left footed out towards the Cusick stand. Seamus Scanlon batting hard with Ross McConnell. Again, won well by the Corrie man. Loses the ball, gets a toe into it. Gathered by Tommy Walsh. Lovely punch pass to Colm Cooper. On the run again is Tommy Walsh. What a start by Kerry. Tommy Walsh bearing down on goal. Little bit of a tug there by Darren McGee. And the ball has gone out wide, but a great run by the Cairns O'Rahilly's man.
Yeah, great run by the Cairns O'Rahilly's man. It was all made by Seamus Scanlon. Passed the ball out. The ball went into Colm Cooper. Colm Cooper into Tommy Walsh. Tommy Walsh overran the ball, went out over the inline. Great set by Kerry. The ball hasn't crossed the centre field line yet. There's 1 minute, there's 5 minutes gone, and the ball hasn't crossed the Kerry half forward line only once since the game began.
And a lot of that credit to Darrow O'Shane, to Seamus Scanlon again. Cluxton takes this quick out to Paul Griffin. He's wearing 5 and he's in the wing back position. Griffin, nice little pass there. Walking the ball out now, here is Barry Cahill, the St. Bridget's man at left half back. Tommy Welch closing him, looking for Darren Sullivan. Darren nips in nicely. That's gone out off the chest of him, but good work by the Glenbeg man.
Yeah, great work by Dan there. The ball just bobbled away from him and went out over the line. Remember, it's 1 goal and 2 points. That's 5 points to no score in the Kingdom lead.
Barry Cahill for Jason Sherlock, broken from him or Mark Shea. Anytime they met each other, Shea was always on top. Here now is 13 Alan Brogan. His mom comes from Finoog. Brogan going through. Brogan with the kick. Oh, the crossbar. Dermot Murphy was beaten and it hit the crossbar.
I don't know, did Dermot Murphy get his fingers to that ball, Gary? I might be wrong, but I think maybe he might have just fingered it onto the crossbar. A brilliant shot by Brogan, and Dermot Murphy threw himself. Did he get his fingers to it? I don't know, but anyway, the ball comes back out.
Back come Dublin, and this is their wing forward, Bernard Brogan. His dad, of course, tormented Kerry so many times in the 70s. Inside now to Conal Keeney. Conal Keeney and Tom Sullivan into the hands of Donica Walsh. Gratefully accepted to Tommy Walsh, and here's Dara. Dara to Paul Galvin. 4 of them around him. Galvin nipping his way out to it, working his way out. Tommy Welch gone very deep, and it's working so far. Outside to Tomás O'Shea. Tomás O'Shea ahead of him. He's Mike Mack. What a game Mike Mack had against Antrim. Inside to the Gooch. The Gooch has given a torrid opening 10 minutes to Conal Keeney, and we're only gone 6 yet. The kick from the Gooch. It's high, it's curling, but it's gone right and wide.
Yeah, but no harm at all. The ball went the hole into the field. A lovely passing movement. It finished up with Colm Cooper under Hill 16, and Colm Cooper turned around with the right leg. With the left leg, he pulled the ball just that little bit wide, and the ball just went to pass the post and wide. I think, Gary, I'd nearly be sure that Dermot Murphy barely touched that ball onto the crossbar and has rebounded back out again. That man is in tremendous form. It went to the other end of the field, and Colm Cooper just pulled it wide.
He could have indeed got a touch to it, but it was bearing down on goal, and it could have almost deceived him, gone in over his head. The watch says 7 minutes and 9 seconds. 1-2, the Dubs yet to score. Grabbed brilliantly by Paul Galvin. Referee surely had to give a free to the Finu man. Gives the good advantage. Mike Mack. Back to Tomás O'Shea. Nicely in again to Colm Cooper. He's in the middle of the field. What a start by Kerry. There's certainly nobody ever predicted this start. High ball. Not a great pass by Colm. But he's onto it again. Darren Sullivan. Nipping outside him. Or loose outside him is Darrow O'Shea. He finds him eventually. Darrow looks up with the outside the right boot. Inside again. Far. That was for Dunica Walsh. But in fairness, it wasn't a great pass by Darrow. It's gone out over the line. It's a line ball. There's a Kerry man down injured. We see Darren Sullivan is in trouble.
There is indeed. Yeah, and there's a little bit of hassle going on off the field on the sideline there, O'Shea. A little bit of hold me back, let me at him like a thing. Pat McEnany's probably one of the best referees that the game has had for a number of years. He's in the middle today and he's reffing very well. As you said, there's a man down in there. I think it's Dan O'Sullivan, Gary, and we'll see what's wrong with him.
Yeah, well, he looks in agony at the moment, and it looks to be, I think, maybe the right leg or the right knee of Darren O'Sullivan, but after eight minutes. But this has been some great start, though, hasn't it?
It's been an absolutely frantic start. And Kerry have dug in from the very start. They've upset Dublin completely, and they're dominating the game in most areas at the moment.
Killian Young goes in on Alan Brogan. Darren Sullivan is thankfully back to his feet, and Alan Brogan is fouled in the right half-back position. Killian Young pushing up on him. Ball transferred now into the middle of the field. The midfielders try to come by, though. Tommy Walsh was deceived. This is Barry Cahill. Barry Cahill, Mike Mack is after him. Barry Cahill, surely for the post, hits it high, and hits it over the bar. Barry Cahill, the number 7, although he's playing in right half-back.
Yeah, that's the danger with Dublin. That's the danger when they break down the field. Tommy Welch went to stop Cahill, and Cahill just skipped around him, left Tommy Welch floundering in his wake. He went through, he's the half-back, and he just popped the ball over the bar there. That's Dublin when they attack. We've seen him two occasions coming down just underneath us here in the Hogan stand, and once they hit the crossbar first, then pop the ball over the bar. It's now 1-2 points to 1 point. Kerry lead.
Bernard Brogan now has been marked to the 2-man for forward line by Tom Sullivan. It's Mark O'Shea and Jason Sherlock. The kick out from Dermot Murphy again out towards Seamus Scanlon direction. The current man will go high. Tomás O'Shea stays down for the break and sprints back well and gathers the break in the right half back position. Gets away from Brian Cullen. Still Tomás O'Shea. Good block over there by Dermot Connolly. It's a line ball in front of the Cusick stand, and Tomás takes it quickly. Tommy Welch was tripped, surely. I thought no, says the referee. Barry Cahill wins it fairly. Ross McConnell now gives it now to Paul Flynn, the Fingallians wing forward. Paul Flynn long. Mark O'Shea brilliantly read by Mark O'Shea, getting it ahead of Jason Sherlock, and he wings a free out.
Oh, that was brilliantly read by Mark O'Shea. He just got in front of his man. The ball came in and he fielded it independently, and then he was fouled and a free out for Kerry.
Long kick by Tommy Griffin into no man's land, right into the Cusick stand, where a bunch of Kerry supporters have grabbed it. They're mixing amongst the dubs. Near capacity, I would nearly say, we have here now in Croke Park. The hill is absolutely jam-packed here, and the sun is beaming down on top of us, and we've 10 minutes gone. And if you've just joined us, Kerry have got off to a fantastic start. Paul Galvin gets another ball in the middle of the field. 1-2 to 1 point. Colm Cooper with a goal after only 30 seconds. Gathered now by Darren McGee. Dublin now on the attack. Tomás O'Shea trying to keep his man out. There was a push there on Dermot Connolly. Connolly, get up and get on with it quickly. Inside again. And it's going for it there was Bernard Brogan. Tom Sullivan is the master of this one. Tom has Mark O'Shea to help him, and Mark O'Shea will come out from the right half-back position. Mark O'Shea uses Paul Galvin, who's here, there and everywhere so far, into another experienced member. That's Dara. Dara drives it long again for the Gooch. The Gooch is the beating of his man. On the run is Dermot, is Donica Walsh. Back to Colm Cooper from all of 30 yards out. He kicks it left and wide.
Yeah, the bit of wide kicking now is coming into it after Tommy Griffin kicked it into the stand. Colm Cooper's after kicking two wides. But the one great thing from the Kerry perspective is Kerry are playing with more of their old style. They're playing a very expansive game. They're supporting each other. The defence is playing very well. They're playing better now, Gary, than what we've seen for the last four games.
Absolutely. A great catch by Paul Flynn ahead of there. And now here come Dublin. This is Brian Cullen. Brian Cullen on the run in front of the Cusick. Left footed inside. Dangerous. Mark Shea again. Brilliantly read. He's snuffed out two of them in a row now. Looking for Jason Sherlock, who's playing him. Mark Shea is playing him from the front. That's another fantastic catch by the Celtic man. Here's Renard's Killian Young. I met his mum and dad on the way in, Jean and Anya, and they were looking forward to this game. Today's game. Here's Tom Sullivan, gone inside the 45. Great run by the man from Ratmore. The guard that based in Listowel hits it high and hits it over the bar. Tom Sullivan after 11 minutes. Kerry 1-3, Dublin 1 point.
A wonderful point by Tom Sullivan. Then his 63rd game for Kerry, would you believe? It's the first point he ever scored in a championship game. There'll be bonfires in Ratmore if he wins the All-Ireland this year and he scores his point. Tom O'Sullivan kicking his first ever score for Kerry. And a wonderful run. He's looking so fresh. He's looking so full of running. Lovely point. 1-3 to 1 point.
And Tom has gone all the way back into fullback. That'll tell the great punch by Dara O'Shea into the hands of Tommy Griffin. Now here's Donica Walsh. Now here's Tomás O'Shea. Kerry have done so much good stuff in the opening 12 minutes than they've done in the entire championship season. Poor displays against Longford. Poor display against Sligo. Also poor against Antrim. Today is brilliant so far. Paul Galvin now for the post. Paul Galvin has hit it over the bar. Kerry can do no wrong in Croke Park.
Kerry are absolutely on fire. They're playing with their old style, their old aggression and their old pomp and their arrogance. They're playing with a bit of arrogance as if to say to Dublin, come along and take us, come along and beat us. At the moment, it's all Kerry at the moment, and we say that. It's 1-4 to 1 point, and Kerry lead. Tom O'Sullivan and Paul Gallen with two lovely points there, and Kerry are playing tremendous football.
And Jack looks relaxed. He hits it out to the middle. He got a swing of the water bottle and threw it from him. Darrow Shea again. This is the brother. This is Tomás. No, that's Mark in actual fact. This is Declan. Declan taking on his man. That's Paul Griffin getting inside him with success. Kerry are taking them all over the field. Donegal Walsh. Here comes Killian Young. Killian Young outside to Seamus Scanlon. Gone inside the 45. Seamus Scanlon again with another high one inside for Tommy Welch. He has it. There's a goal on. Oh, brilliantly blocked inside there. The referee, they're claiming for a penalty, but it wasn't.
Yeah, big high ball went in. Tommy Welch got the ball. He appeared that he might have been obstructed, but no.
The coach has it back for Kerry. I don't know how, but he's got it back. Here's Darren Sullivan. Darren for the post. Salt a solo dummy. Salt another solo dummy. Back outside to the coach. Salt a hop dummy. Lovely by Kerry. Inside to Tommy Walsh. The coach continues his run. Tommy Walsh is pulled to the ground. Free into the kingdom.
Oh, wonderful football. The tormenting, teasing Colm Cooper setting up Tommy Walsh there. Tommy Walsh was pulled down. Wonderful football. Lovely skill by Kerry. Tommy Walsh got the ball that time inside in the square. He seemed to be fouled. I don't think he was really. The ball was batted away from him, and it's going to be an easy tip over free for Kerry here. And Colm Cooper absolutely in devastating form, as are all the Kerry forwards at the moment, Gary. They're playing better in the first 20 minutes than they have played the whole year.
The entire championship, absolutely. Correct, yeah. Just said it. Absolutely they are. This is a great, great performance by the Kingdom. Let's hope they can keep it up. Colm Cooper now, just 20 yards out from goal. He'll take this one with the right boot. He should pop it over. I know he's well used to the left, but he should have no problem with this one, and he doesn't. Another point for Colm Cooper, and at the moment, just coming up on 15 minutes, and there's a substitution for Dublin, Weishi,
yeah.
Being brought off is Darren McGee, and going in is Kieran Whelan.
Yeah,
that's the panic button press.
It is certainly, Gary, because Kerry were absolutely dominating the middle of the field, and they're calling now on Kieran Whelan to come in and do something there, and that's the panic button, as you say. Nora Quirk, she's up there in Ballock and Abbey Field. She's 88 years old. Very great Kerry supporter, Kieran Quirk. Kieran's grandmother sends you best wishes. They're all listening down in Lyrecombe Pond tonight. I was up there during the week, and they opened that festival up there. Wow, best wishes to them. Great start by Kerry.
Now what a battle it's going to be, because Darragh's on Whelan, but Whelan catches the first ball, gives it outside to Dermot Connolly. Connolly going through, was going to kick with the left, got inside Darragh. There's the danger here. Connolly with the kick off the crossbar again. That's the second time it's hit the crossbar.
Oh, wonderful run by Connolly. Came in from the wing. He didn't know whether he was going for a point or whether he was going for a goal, Gary, and he kicked the ball across the face of the goal looking for the point, hit the crossbar and came away. But Dublin, when they get a run in that, they're very dangerous. They're opening up the Kerry defence very easy.
Alan Brogan, now we'll have some battles. Darrow Shea marks that Kieran Whelan. He didn't want to go on him initially when he came on, but he's no choice with the outside of the right boot, as wide as could be, from Dermot Connolly.
Dermot Connolly, the St Vincent's man, as wide as the proverbial gate, and Connolly had come in just before that there, and he kicked the ball across the face of the goal. I don't know, did he know whether he was going for a goal or the point, maybe going for the point, and the ball hit the crossbar and rebounded back into play. It's an absolutely enthralling game. When the Kerry forwards get the ball, they look so dangerous, and when the Dublin forwards get the ball, they look dangerous. That's the way the game is going at the moment now.
Yeah, 16-21 gone here at Croke Park. If you just joined us, 1-5 to Kerry, 1 point to Dublin, and already gone is Darren McGee, and in is Kieran Whelan, and Mark Shea gathers the ball in front of the Cusick. He plays it down to Paul Galvin, who, as I said, has been here, there and everywhere in the first quarter. So too this man, Seamus Scanlon. Long ball, great run by Declan Sullivan, wins the ball of his man. On the bust is Donegal Walsh. It must be a score, surely. That is brilliant football by Kerry. Great score.
Paul Gallivan inside to Declan Sullivan. Declan Sullivan to Donegal Walsh. Donegal Walsh, one of the unsung heroes of Kerry football. He was at the end of the passing move with Donegal Walsh. Paul Gallivan to Declan. Declan to Donegal. And Donegal, he literally popped the ball over the bar in front of Hill 16. Kerry lead 1-6 to 9 point, and the hill lies silent.
And our sound engineer is a little bit silent as well, John Heffernan, because he pointed to me, he said, all of the Kerry forwards have scored, bar Tommy Welch. How many of the Dublin forwards have scored? None.
Yeah, but John Heffernan, he was the Dublin man who tipped Kerry to win in the Killarney Advertiser last week. What a man he was to go down to to the kingdom and tip the kingdom.
Great catch again by Seamus Scanlon out in the middle of the field. Gives it to Dara O'Shea. Dara hops the ball. A rejuvenated Dara. Nice run inside again for Declan. Declan is giving Paul Griffin plenty to think about. Paul Galvin all on his own. The Dublin defence are being torn asunder. Tight angle from Galvin. Doesn't make a difference. It does. It's left and wide.
Yes, and the great thing at the moment now about Kerry is five of their forwards have scored off a play. Would you believe it? The only one that hasn't scored so far is Tommy Welch. That's no reflection in him, of course. Five of the forwards have scored off a play, and none of the Dublin forwards have scored off a play. None of them.
There's a silver Toyota in trouble if anybody owns it outside. I hope it's not Billy Shays. It wouldn't be an 0-3. He'd have an 0-9, surely. Billy is here with us as well. Here now is Dennis Bastic. Bastic is coming out in the right half-back position to Barry Cahill. Barry Cahill being blocked, and really blocked, by Darren Sullivan and by Mike McCarthy, but the referee says too much overcrowding and a free out.
Yeah, he was being pulled and dragged out right. They had their hands around him, no doubt at all about it, Gary. 1-6 to 1 point. Kerry lead, 18 minutes and 23 seconds gone here. Croke Park conditions absolutely perfect. The pitch playing very well, but looking very bad.
The Kerry defence, we see from a man from 2 to 7 are completely on top.
Oh, they're playing outstanding, Gary, they are, because they're very close marking. Mark O'Shea from 2 to 6. All the Kerry team from 1 to 15 are playing outstanding at the moment.
Outstanding. Kieran Whelan drives it long inside the Kerry defence again. Mark Shea, brilliant catch again by the man from Ungweltock. And if the great Liam Higgins was here, wouldn't he be proud of that catch? And it's a free out to Kerry once again, and things are in control back there by the defence.
Once again, it was Mark O'Shea reading that absolutely beautiful. He's having a tremendous game inside, and he's really steadying up the whole
defence.
And
defense. Away goes Tomás to Seamus Scanlon, and Kerry again are rampant. Scanlon forgot the ball, now he's gone back for it. Little bit of it, not. Oh, that's a high challenge, surely, by Ross McConnell. The referee says play on. Paul Galvin, high ball inside for the Gooch. Is there a flick? Oh no, just overcooked at Galvin, right and wide.
Yeah, Paul Galvin well inside the 45 under the Cusick stand. He saw Cullum Cooper inside, and he left that big, long, high diagonal ball floating in front of Hill 16. Cullum couldn't get his hand to Justin White. Beckham and Dublin are winning a lot of the kickouts now, Gary.
Yeah, he's taking quick kickouts. This is Cluxton. That one to Paddy Andrews. This now to Dermot Connolly. Connolly now facing Tomás O'Shea. Remember, no Dublin forward has scored yet. Is this the first one? Connolly hits it high, and Connolly has headed right and wide.
Yeah, and Dublin forwards at the moment, I don't know what's happening, because Kerry are right up on top of them, and none of the Dublin forwards have scored. And remember, we repeat ourselves, five of the Kerry forwards have scored, all off play. Let's
fast game quickly taken. Mike Mack to Darren to Tom. Tom is going looking for more scores. Not with this kick though. That was a poor pass. Conal Keeney cuts it out. Dunica Walsh almost kicked it out. This is Kieran Whelan being brought in after 20 minutes. Long ball inside again. Tommy Griffin will go high with this. He's well used to high balls. He's a former midfielder, but coming in on the burst is Kieran Whelan. Kieran Whelan, tight angle. Mike Mack must make it. Oh, he punches it brilliantly from Barry Cahill, and that'll be safely into the hands of Paul Galvin.
That was wonderful play by the Kilcoming man, because the ball was coming across, his man was behind him. He couldn't catch it, but he just flicked it with the back of his right hand, a flick of the wrist, and cleared the ball to safety. Wonderful, superb play by Mike McCarthy.
Killian Young has the ball in front of the Cusick. Paul Galvin is just trying to get back his breath. He's back in the right corner, back position. Seamus Scanlon drives it long, but that's a poor kick. To be fair, now the Curragh man didn't look up for that one. He won't be too happy with
and
that.
Gary,
one.
There are big gaps appearing in the field at the moment. Dublin were opening up huge gaps.
20 minutes gone, and again Declan Sullivan puts in two great wallops and tries to get it back from Barry Cahill. Cahill has it back. Wearing green gloves is Ross McConnell. It's easy to pick him out. Declan Sullivan fouls him from behind. Jack O'Connor not agreeing with it. Neither is his fellow Drummond man, but Pat McEnany is in charge.
Yes, indeed. Pat McEnany is the man there. He was right down on top of the play, and really, maybe it was a foul. All right, I must say I'd agree with McEnany in that particular thing. But Dublin now coming. But the thing about it is, the scores aren't coming for them. No. They're having a lot of the play, but the scores aren't coming, and that'll be very dispiriting for them. And that's good for Kerry.
An 8-point lead, 1-6 to a point. And remember, that point came from the wing back Barry Cahill. Here's Paul Flynn, drives it over there for Bernard Brogan and for Tom Sullivan. And the Rathmore man grabs it again, gives it to Dara, and Dara to Mike Mack. The defence coming out, they're immaculate at the moment. None of them have put a foot wrong. And whatever Jack O'Connor has done in the week, by God, this team is a brand new looking team. And away it goes. Is that Mark Shea? It is, in front of the Cusick. Mark inside. Was there a foul there on the Kerry man? There was. Paddy Andrews fouled. The man he fouled was Cullum Cooper.
Yeah, and Cullum Cooper playing a very intelligent game. He's inside in the full forward line 1 minute. He's out in midfield the other minute. He's moving in and out and moving in and out and teasing and tormenting.
And away goes Killian Young with the run to Darren Sullivan. Darren Sullivan for the post. Is this another one? Ah, oh, Kerry can do no wrong. 1-7 to a point.
Yeah, and a lovely run by Killian Young, the man from Renard. Came up the field there, took the ball to free. Cullum Cooper was fouled, took the free from Cullum Cooper. Turned around, gave the ball to Dan O'Sullivan. And Dan O'Sullivan, scintillating Dan O'Sullivan from the village of Glencairn. With the left leg, no, there's two villages there. One is Glencairn and one is Glenbay. Left leg over the bar, 1-7 to 1 point.
What a
Carrier
catch!
Dominating this game completely.
What a catch by Dara to Paul Galvin. What has happened to Dublin? The warmest of favourites. They had an easy win in the Leinster final over Kildare. Well, Kildare did kick 18 points. Question marks were asked then. There's serious question marks asked now. Brian Cullen, this opening 23 minutes, I would say, has been the best I've seen since Jack O'Connor took over in 2004. Mike Mack goes high. He's come back after 2 years of retirement into the middle out to Killian Young. Killian is surely pulled to the ground by Conal Keeney.
Another wonderful interception by Mike McCarthy there. Wonderful interception the way he dived in there.
Jason Sherlock has been called ashore. Cullum Cooper has the ball. Not in yet. Cullum Cooper still with the ball. Declan looking for it. Clever ball out to Tomás. He was in a better position. Tomás, another point. What a pass from the Gooch, and what a point from Tomás.
Wonderful pass by Cullum Cooper to Tomás O'Shea. His second point off of a play. Playing his 66th championship game today. Gary, do you know what at the moment? Kerry are giving Dublin a lesson how to play Gaelic football.
Abiding.
That's it in a nutshell.
Jason Sherlock has been called ashore. He was again supposedly another danger man. He's gone after 23 minutes. In is a man by the name of Pat Burke from Kilmacourt Crokes, who I know absolutely nothing about. Padraig O'Donoghue is down there. He is the selector. His dad comes from Valentia Island, would you believe it? So back with the ball again. 24 minutes gone. Kerry can do no wrong. 1-8 to Dublin's 1 point. What a magnificent first half performance. Jack will be happy with this. Here comes Alan Brogan. He's supposed to be a danger man with his brother. Brogan now is going through. Still Kerry are hanging in there. Pat Burke has it, trying to work it in. This is Bernard Brogan, but again, who put a body on the line there? Tom Sullivan. And coming out with the ball is another Kerry player. This is brilliant stuff.
Yeah, well, it's very difficult to pick out any one of the defenders, let's be fair about it now. Tom Sullivan and Mark O'Shea and Mike McCarthy, listen, the whole at them, they're playing absolutely out of their skins. This has been the best exhibition of football I've seen from Kerry, the first 25 minutes that I've seen from Kerry since they have come to the surface. Remember, they've been to six All-Ireland finals in a row. There's a long ways to go yet, but it's 1-8 to 1 point. Really, they're giving Dublin a lesson how to play football. The skill and the passing and the running and the heart and the point kicking, the score kicking is absolutely superb.
Killian Young is the man who's getting medical attention out there. Pat McEnany took a swig of the water bottle while Killian was down. Killian is now up with the same water bottle, and Tomás O'Shea has the ball. 25 minutes gone as Jack O'Connor has his hands and his hips down here in front of us. He's a happy man so far. Let's hope it'll continue. 1-8 to 1 point. Dublin with yet a forward to score, and here now is Tomás O'Shea. He's already kicked a point from wing back. In again for the Gooch. The Gooch gets the ball ahead of Paddy Andrews. He's beaten him out the gate so far. What a run again by Tomás. Get the goal, Tomás, and we're home and dry. He's got the point. Tomás O'Shea with his second point of the game.
Tomás O'Shea with his third point of the game. I think Gary will check that. Might be wrong here myself. Tomás O'Shea, wonderful, absolutely wonderful stuff by Cullum Cooper, is teasing the defence high up below down. Gave the ball to Tomás O'Shea. He's played his 67th championship game, would you believe, for Kerry. Over the bar, 1-9 to 1 point. This is absolutely unbelievable, scintillating, thrilling football.
Well, yes, and absolutely.
Yeah, you're
scintillating football.
Tom Sullivan. 2 points by Tom.
2 points by Tom. One by Tom Sullivan. Two by Tomás O'Shea. High ball. Grabbing it again. Back there is Tommy Griffin. And here comes the man from Dingle to a man from Curragh. I met Pat Casey down in O'Connell Street. He'll be happy with the Curragh man so far. Seamus Scanlon inside to Tommy Walsh. The Watts is 26-26 gone. 1-9 to Kerry. 1 point for Dublin. Here comes Cullum Cooper with the outside of the right boot this time to Declan. The Dublin defence are in trouble all over the place. Declan Sullivan now working his way in. He'll put it on that left leg. He's got a good left one. That's another magnificent point from Declan O'Sullivan.
This is absolutely unbelievable. stuff. It's like something you'd see in fiction. It's like something you turn on your television 12 o'clock at night and you see some game happening that you say, I never saw anything like this before. And it was Colm Cooper again who came out, saw dummies all over the place, a beautiful left foot pass out over towards Hill 16. Declan got it, pretended to shoot, came back in the left and he landed the ball on top of the net. It's 1-10, Gary, to 1 point.
1-10 to 1 point. When Donegal Walsh grabs the break from Darragh O'Shea. Well, I tell you, Donegal got some pasting from Cork yesterday. Dublin are about to get one, another one from Kerry. We won't count our chickens yet. Here comes Alan Brogan. Alan Brogan has got the first Dublin forward point after 27 minutes, Weeshi.
Yes, indeed, Alan Brogan. And it was Seamus Gannon who was following him. Seamus Gannon couldn't catch up to Brogan. And Brogan turned around and with the right leg, kicking into the canal goal, popped the ball over the bar. It's now 1-10 to 2 points. But what a scintillating 27 minutes it has been.
And another substitute is in. Brian Cullen is gone. Cullen, the centre half back, has been torn ashore. And Keane O'Sullivan, another Kilmacud Crokes player who I know absolutely nothing about, he's in now. So that's three subs brought in. Gone Brian Cullen, gone Darren McGee, gone Jason Sherlock. And inside now for Bernard Brogan. Tom Sullivan is with him. The loose man is inside. That was Keane Sullivan. Thankfully he didn't get the ball. Paul Galvin followed him back. Brogan still trying to get inside Tom. Brogan again with the kick. And this time he's got one. Little bit better now from Dublin. And that one kicked, Weeshi, by the number 12, Bernard Brogan.
Oh, that was a lovely point by Bernard Brogan. Wonderful skill by the second brother over there from the Zelda Oliver Plunkett's club. Got the ball over in the corner in front of the canal in. Salt dummies left, right and centre. And with the right leg kicked an absolutely beautiful point over the bar. We'll have to wait and see. There's a long ways to go yet. 1-10 to 3 points. It's a long ways back for Dublin.
Ty Kennelly is about to come in. The former Sydney Swans man, there might be an injury in the Kerry team because at the moment you wouldn't take any one of them off. And Donegal Walsh goes well, wins the ball independently, gets caught in his leg. Oh, that's a high one. That's a high one there now. That's a yellow card, surely. That has to be Weeshi, I think.
Ross McConnell. But in fairness, Gary, to him, to the yellow card, but in fairness to him, Donegal Welch kind of slided in to the tackle, he put up the elbow when your man came into him, yeah. And it definitely, but fair play to Donegal Welch, he's putting in tremendous amount of work, is the come on man, and he got up straight away.
A yellow card, I presume. I just missed it, but I presume he got the yellow there.
He got the yellow.
Just free to Colm Cooper with 6 minutes to go of normal time in the first half. An absolutely outstanding first half. God, it's a quiet Hill 16, isn't it? Here's Colm Cooper to take this one. They're waving the flags at him. He'll wave their hand back at them in a minute if he pops this one. Wave at him now, Gooch. That's a beauty from 45 yards out. Great kick by Colm Cooper.
Lovely point by Colm Cooper right on the 45-metre line. Kicking into Hill 16. Kicking into a huge sea of blue and white behind him. And with the outside of the left leg, he kind of cut the ball with the inside of the leg over the bar. It's 1-11 to 3 points. Tommy Welch is the only forward that haven't scored, but he's playing very awful out of the ball at the moment. Tomas O'Shea with 2 points and Tom O'Sullivan with 2 points.
Here comes Ty Kennelly. Tommy Welch has been brought ashore. Not yet. Declan Sullivan on the bust was Tommy Griffin. Back out to Dan Sullivan. Colm Cooper on his own and he's found him with a great pass. He'll take the point. Colm Cooper once again over the bar and about to come in is Ty Kennelly. He'll get some cheer.
Yes indeed, but that was a lovely point by Colm Cooper made by Dan O'Sullivan. Popped the ball into him, Cooper with the left leg. And in comes, yes, Tommy Welch, we were just saying there, Tommy struggling a little bit, maybe a little bit heavy looking maybe, yeah. The legs, Gary, but they're putting in, Ty Kennelly comes into the field here in Croke Park, where his father, Tim, has played such storming football for Kerry. I have no doubt his memory will rise his son today. Kerry lead 112 to 3 points.
Definite foul on Darragh O'Shea there, he might have looked for it, but it was a definite foul. Yes, Ty Kennelly's in, that's the reason he came back from Australia to play in a championship. It's his debut in Croke Park. He played compromised roles here, but since he went to Australia, he's never played here for Kerry. Now, Darren Sullivan on the ball. 4 minutes to go. 112 to 3 points. What a first half it's been for the Kingdom. Mike McCarthy now plays it back to Tomas O'Shea. All of them looking for a touch of the ball. Kennelly's got his first touch. Now to Seamus Scanlon. Declan wants it. He's on the run. Three of them ignored Declan. Four of them have now ignored him. Kennelly now outside here, asking a lot to do thereof. Is that Killian Young over there? I'm not quite sure. Is it Tomás O'Shea? It's hit out the right side of the right boot in here. It was, in fact, Mark O'Shea who kicked that one wide.
Yeah, it is amazing how Tomás and Mark, the two defenders, they're up in attack. They're actually under Hill 16 for a lot of those attacks. It shows you that the confidence that Kerry have, the runningness in their legs is absolutely unbelievable. They're playing out to their proverbial skins at the moment. It's 1-12 to 3 points in Kerry lead, and there's 31 minutes gone.
And Kieran Whelan plays the ball outside here now to Brogan again. This ball is driven in long inside. Good one by Conal or Dermot Connolly. Dermot Connolly ahead of Darrow O'Shea. Two blue shirts to his right. Plays it inside. Tom Sullivan again puts the body on the line, and the man from Rathmore wins a brilliant free out.
That's classic defending by Tom O'Sullivan. His man was just in front of him. The ball was coming in, and he just got out very close in front of his man and got the ball with a foul. That's classic defending. Close, continuous coverage without fouling by the Rathmore man. Wonderful back there.
Midfielder to midfielder. Seamus Scanlon to Dara. Dara to Gooch. Gooch lost out to Paddy Andrews for once. Going back there is Ross McConnell. Ross McConnell plays it into the middle out to Dermot Connolly. We'll have 3 minutes. 3 minutes of normal time. 1-12 to 3 points. A lot of work to do by Dublin. Kerry ain't there yet. They're halfway there, but what a first half it has been, and they'll get some round of applause from the faithful. Going through here is Keane O'Sullivan. Keane O'Sullivan back outside now to Conal Keeney. Conal Keeney from Ballybode, St. Indians. Conal Keeney, he took too much out of it, and he touched it on the ground. It's a free out.
Yeah, Keeney had the ball there at the end of the passing movement. He slipped. The ball went down. It was still in his hands, so that meant he touched the ball on the ground. Pat McEnany, the referee, right on the spot. Can't do that.
Great run by Ty Kennelly, and a great free by Killian Young. He now sprays it across to Darren Sullivan. Darren Sullivan taking David Henry everywhere. The Kerry forwards can do no wrong. They are really giving a pasting to the defence. This is a high kick from Darren Sullivan. Oh, magnificent. That is a brilliant score. It's his third point from play.
Darren O'Sullivan, his third point from play. Absolutely brilliant stuff. What a beautiful pass by Ty Kennelly, the Australian rules player, the man from Listowel Limits. He sprayed a beautiful pass right across the field in towards Hill 16. Dan got it, turned around, came back out. Wonderful feeling by Darrow Shea.
Oh,
superb
yes.
stuff.
He left Kieran Whelan. He saw that Paul Flynn was going for the ball, but he stamped his authority and grabbed it. They said there was nothing left in the legs of Darrow Shea. Whoever they were extremely wrong. It's been a great first half by him. Donica Walsh outside now too. That's Killian, I think, is it? No, that's Mark Shea. My apologies. Mark Shea got inside the 45 metre line. Mark Shea to Paul Galvin. Paul Galvin got one from play. Paul Galvin inside to Declan. Declan's been swung and swung, I mean. That's a 14 yard free to the kingdom.
Oh, wonderful play. Lovely ball into Paul Galvin. He was out towards the in line. He saw Declan outside him. He gave his DCN basketball a reverse pass. The ball came back out, and Declan was just going to shoot. Cut around the jersey. Turn around. This is going to be a yellow card. No doubt at all about it. That was a foul, and this is going to be another easy tip over free. Kerry are absolutely scintillating.
They are outstanding, the best I've seen in a long, long, long time. And the yellow card was shown to Paddy Andrews and Colm Cooper. Well, it was always said, put Kerry into Croke Park and get a different Kerry. That today is certainly the story of it. It's the quietest Hill 16 I've seen for a long, long time. 14 yard free to Colm Cooper. This will make it 1-14 to 3 points. No problem from the man from Arch, Shanavuli, and we are a minute away. We'll have 1 minute of injury time.
And you know, Gary, the Kerry crowd are even stunned themselves. There's a big Kerry crowd just on our right here, and they don't know what's happening. They're looking at the scoreboard and they're wondering, it's 1-14 to 3 points, and they're wondering what's happening.
This shouldn't be happening, to be honest about it. Dublin should be stuck at
it's
this.
Unbelievable stuff.
High goes Dara. Kerry's Mike Mack wins it. Seamus Scanlon will it. Kerry got one hell of a drubbing here in 2001 from Meath. At the moment, Dublin are about to get the same drubbing from Kerry. We won't call our chickens yet.
Right, Gary, and Kerry, Dublin are dispirited like Gary. They're after bringing on a number of subs.
They're shocked.
And really, they're shocked. They're being beaten all over the field. But the one thing that's happening is they're getting a lesson in football, really.
Declan Sullivan got a little bit of a down the pole, I'll say to him. He'll have a sore pole going back to Drummond tonight, but he's up and about once again. And here's Mike McCarthy. He got it from Dennis Bastic. Mike Mack to Colm Cooper, who, as I say, has absolutely destroyed Paddy Andrews. And if he pulls him once more, he's gone, because he's on a yellow. And Andrews knows that. Gooch is toying with him in front of the Cusick stand. Inside to Darren. Is he going to kick 4 points in 35 minutes? He's already kicked three of them. Darren looks up. Back outside to Colm Cooper. He's got 1-4 so far. Outside here now to Tomás O'Shea. Whoops. Moss left the ball after him. It goes back safely to Paul Galvin. Galvin outside again to the Gooch. We are now in that extra time. After this, the ball will go dead. Wait, it will go dead now. That's half time. An absolutely outstanding first half from Kerry. And the Dublin team are being booed off the pitch, Rishi.
Yes, indeed. Kerry being cheered and Dublin being absolutely booed off the pitch. It's the score at half time. It's absolutely unbelievable. 3 points to Dublin, 114 for Kerry. But I suppose, as the fella said, we've seen this happen with Kerry teams before. Gary, to be very blunt about it, Kerry are literally playing Dublin off the field. They're giving an exhibition of skill, class, style of Gaelic football, and Dublin just can't cope with it. It's as simple as that. And you could be talking till the cows come home, but it's absolutely stunning stuff. Well done to Kerry. All their forwards except Tommy Welch have scored. Tomás O'Shea with 2 points. Tom O'Sullivan, his first ever point in championship football. And Dara O'Shea in the middle of the field playing his 79th championship game. They are playing Dublin completely off the field. Every single one of them. From 1 to 15, Gary, all I say is it's absolutely a memorable first half. And it brings me back to 1955 when I saw my first ever game of football, when Dublin were supposed to be unbeatable and Kerry went out and played them off the field the very same way. Fascinating stuff. Listen to me, you could be talking about it, but Kerry are playing Dublin off the field.
And once again, Rishi, all the hype, all the favouritism, all the build-up, it's got to Dublin.
There's no doubt, Gary, we spoke about it before the game, about the favouritism and the hype and everything, would it get to Dublin. But the most important thing, I think, is that Kerry came into this game today with three big games behind them. And Dublin came in with no game. And Kerry, absolutely, they are on a roll, if you like. And Dublin just could never, ever get going. You must remember Dublin, they had a great win here in the Lin. They are after winning five Leinster finals in a row. And the fact that Kerry came after three games has made a huge difference. But they have recaptured their form. They have recaptured their skill. There's a half an hour to go. Very difficult to see Dublin come back winning.
Absolutely.
It.
That's the story of an absolutely brilliant first half. No doubt Jack O'Connor will say, OK, lads, we'll start from scratch again. But that has been some hell of a first half from Kerry. Half time here in the All-Ireland quarter-final. Kerry, 1 goal and 14 points. Dublin, 3 points. The thoughts of Billy and Ambrose in a few seconds. But for the moment, from Croke Park, it's back to the studio.
Kerry versus Dublin, live from Croke Park, in association with Factory Carpet Outlets in Tralee, Killarney, Newcastle West and Listowel.
Yes, indeed. Thank you very much indeed to Gary and Weishi. Well, it is not a full-time score. It is a half-time score, I assure you. The game was delayed in starting because of the extra time in the minor match. But at half-time, Kerry lead Dublin, astonishingly, 114 to 3 points. Dublin held scoreless. Barry Cahill, the only player to score for Dublin, up until the 27th minute. The wing-back and the two Brogan brothers adding 2 points for any small little semblance of respectability. But as Colm O'Rourke has just described it on television, he thought it was the best display in a half of football he has ever seen in Croke Park. And those are high praises indeed. We're going to take a quick break. We'll get the thoughts of Ambrose and Billy. I know they'll be keen to analyse that first half because there's plenty to analyse, certainly from a Kerry perspective. We'll be back very shortly and we'll be talking to the two boys live in Croke Park.
Kerry versus Dublin, live from Croke Park, in association with Factory Carpet Outlets in Tralee, Killarney, Newcastle West and Listowel.
Now you're very welcome back. Half time in Croke Park. Kerry 114, Dublin 3 points. Can't wait to talk to the two boys. They're standing by in Croke Park, Ambrose O'Donovan and Billy O'Shea. Ambrose, I'll start with you. That was champagne football, total football, call it what you like, an absolute exhibition of football.
The best I've seen, Alan, from a Kerry team by many a long day. They're absolutely fantastic. I mean, there's performances out there by the whole lot of them. Just be wrong to single out anybody. But I mean, you'd have to say, fair play to Jack, got his tactics spot on. We've totally dominated the middle of the field. We've dominated their half back line totally. Paul Gallen's having a great game. Mike McCarthy rolling back the years. Dara, my dear man, fellow said Dara couldn't leave the ground. He's going into the clouds here today. He's nailed a jumpy up here in the press box. He's fantastic. This is a real fantastic game of football by Kerry. They're playing football as it should be played, moving the ball well. Look at the Gooch inside. Gooch is giving a masterclass today. Yeah, real good football. Dublin are disappointing. I think they're stage struck as well. You know, the start we had, the first 15 minutes, we actually blew Dublin out of the water. And it's amazing. It's a real turnaround. And they've silenced everybody here. The Kelly supporters are they're absolutely delighted up here, Alan. It's a fantastic day in Croker.
I think they've even silenced the Kerry supporters, if that's possible, Billy. From the very start, I just watched a rerun there of the Gooch's goal. From the word go, Dublin hit the panic button straight away. Their players, their whole system, formation and everything went asunder in the very first minute, 40 seconds on the clock.
Oh, absolutely. But in fairness, and like myself and Ambrose were talking to Gary yesterday, and Gary asked me the question. He said, look, what do you think Kerry can do to win this game? I said, if they start moving the ball a bit quicker and not relaying back to the hand passing that they were doing in the last three games, well, then they might have a chance. Every attack that Kerry have, it's fast, it's quick, they're using the full forward line, they're opening up the play, there's no short hand passing going on, it's all quick, snappy stuff, and you know, it has frightened Dublin, and that's why Dublin are in shock, and it's as simple as that, Alan. The team has come out of the blocks, you know. Was this a plan by Kerry? I don't know.
I'll tell you, it was high-risk stuff, if it was, but it's,
no,
it's
I'll tell
paid
you,
off.
It was just risky stuff, and I have a few friends, you know, not from Kerry, who had said to me that, you're cunning fellas down there, you know what you're doing, all right, that kind of scenario. And in fairness, if we're going about our business very, very nicely today. That was wonderful stuff to watch, Alan. I mean, you couldn't criticise any aspect of that first half from a Kerry point of view. It was lovely to watch. You know, a standing ovation by the Kerry supporters to the team at halftime. I think that says it all, really, Alan.
Ambrose, there's one little cameo piece in the middle of the first half there. A ball played across the Kerry defence, and Mike McCarthy, it looked like a man who was just born to play in the position, just flicking the ball over his head out to Paul Galvin. It summed up the coolness and confidence that's now looking to be emanating from the Kerry camp.
Oh, it is, and this is the confident display, make no doubt about that. This is the best I've seen this Kerry team playing for many a long day, Alan. They're moving the ball well, like Billy said, Dallas putting some fantastic ball in. Paul Galvin is buzzing on the wing as well. But our defence, the Dublin forward line, as a unit, are being blown out of water. I mean, you look at the performances of Marco Shea, Tommy Griffin, Tom Sullivan, the full-back line. Tommaso Shea's 2 points kick. Mike McCarthy's playing fantastic, and is Killian. We are doing to Dublin what Dublin have done to a lot of teams this year. That's our half-back line up, totally attacking them every chance they get. Tomas is going up the field, Mike McCarthy's bringing the ball forward, as is Killian Young. And Dublin have no answer whatsoever to it. I think, you know, Dublin believed in this team, that this team were gone and that the legs were gone and everything else. My God, they're not gone today, Alan. We're looking very sharp, really fit today, and it's a real, real great Kerry performance.
Billy, explain to me, we were talking about Dublin or Kerry being leg weary. We're talking about the Gooch possibly being completely off form. Mm-hmm. We're talking about, you know, possibly the early demise of Darragh O'Shea. How can they turn around the performances from the qualifiers into this display today? It doesn't make sense to me, and it doesn't make sense to a lot of people listening in, I'd say.
One word, Alan, pride. I think it's down to pride. I think that these fellas know that they're at the end of their tether. They don't want to be going out on a losing team. They don't want to be finishing up in Croke Park today. They know that, look, it's the end of the road after this year. Let's go out in a high. And I think that is the attitude that has been filtering down through the rest of the team. And that has come from the likes of Darragh Shea, Tomás Shea, who else did I identify? Tommy Griffin, Dermot Murphy. I think those players realise that, look, there isn't too much left in the tank. Let's go out in a high. And I think everybody else has rolled in along with them. Because the criticism that was levelled at the team at home was frightening. And look, it was criticism that was just, because they weren't playing well and they knew that themselves. But these guys have pride, Alan. They've pride in themselves. And they know that, you know, they're better than what they were showing over the last number of weeks. And I think they're showing it today. And they just want to say to everybody, look, to hell with you. We're going to play football and we're going to do it today. And they're doing it. And it's lovely to watch. It really, really is, I must say. No, this is really, really refreshing. It was well worth the trip from Kerry this morning, I can tell you that much.
Good man, Billy. Ambrose, one sign of a team that are on their knees is when they start, as Gary said, they hit the panic button. I said that they hit it in the first minute, but certainly by the 14th minute, they had pulled Darren McGee ashore. Then Jason Sherlock was also called in, as was Brian Cullen. Three substitutions, and I would even hazard that they weren't three very good substitutions at that.
Not really, no. But you said it all there. You took out your centre back, he took out his midfielder, and Jason Sherlock was being wiped by the Kerry defence. I mean, that's the credit to Kerry. I mean, at the middle of the park, Dara and Seamus Scanlon have worked tirelessly, and they're working to a pattern. Paul Gannon's picking up the breaks. They're fantastic. And they're moving the lines, but they're moving the ball today, Alan, a thing we didn't do for a while. There's not too many passes. The shot passing are going back today. We're going one way today, that's forward, and it's upwards and onwards. And that's the difference between the Kelly team today and the Kelly team we've seen. I mean, Billy spoke about criticisms early. I mean, it was right, because, I mean, this is a totally different Kelly side, Artie, the side we've been watching all year, Alan. They really look up for it, and they're hungry. And there is pride. There's pride in being in Goa jersey. Any day you're playing Croke Park, there's tradition, there's history here. And these Kelly boys are living up to every inch of it, and they're making us very proud of them.
Billy, I leave you with the final word, because I see at least one of the teams are back on the pitch. It is only half time, but at 114 to 3 points, it would be hard to see Dublin launching a serious comeback on that sort of score. But it is only half time. Let's stress that.
It is. Do you remember the conversation we had last year in the Munster final when Cork were absolutely out the gate at half time?
Absolutely. I have it here in my notes, Billy. So yeah.
So look, we're not going to count our chickens just yet before they're hatched. No, I think what Kerry need to do is to go out in the same vein of form as they ended the first half. Then, look, we're going to expect a backlash here from Dublin. They've nothing to lose, so they might as well go after it. They have a lot of pride as well to live up to, and they will be, they'll be gunning for revenge after what they've done in the first half. So Kerry have to be very, very careful. I think if they just keep maintaining the long ball into the full forward line and keep playing to their strengths, because we're winning the middle of the field, we're winning all the breaks, if they can maintain that level of performance, I think we'll be okay. But let's not get carried away yet. I mean, it's very easy to fall back on a lead of that size, and I'm hoping that won't happen today, Alan, to be honest.
Okay, Billy. Look, we'll be back to you after the game for a review of the whole match, and thanks indeed for your thoughts and the thoughts of Ambrose O'Donovan as well. I'll just let the boys get sorted out there with headphones and microphones. I see Kieran Donaghy being interviewed pitch side. Pat McEnany is back in the middle of the park, as are the Kerry and Dublin midfield. We're going to get back to Croke Park for second half commentary. Kerry leading 114 to 3 points, and your commentary team again analysing the action, Weishi Fogarty, and of course Gary O'Sullivan calling all the action. Gary.
Kerry versus Dublin, live from Croke Park in association with Factory Carpet Outlets in Tralee, Killarney, Newcastle West and Listowel.
Yes, thanks very much indeed, Alan. Welcome back to Croke Park and what has been a shell-shocked Croke Park, I must say, amongst the media here. Anyway, we can't actually believe what has seen unfold before our eyes, but it's back in business again, 114 to 3 points. No doubt Jack O'Connor will have definitely been a pleased man in the first half, and I presume Pat Gilroy has an awful lot of thinking and an awful lot of things said. First ball is driven inside again to Dublin, and here goes their number 12, Bernard Brogan, trying to take off Tom Sullivan, pushing the back by Tom Sullivan, free into Dublin.
Yes indeed, Gary, people have been absolutely shell-shocked at half-time. People I've been talking to, shell-shocked in the greatest sense of the word, let me tell you. Everybody I have met have said it has been the greatest half an hour's football, well it's 35 minutes now, that they have ever seen here in Croke Park. Would you believe that? And it was an absolute pleasure to be here to watch it. Absolutely stunning stuff. But now Kerry will have to keep lifting it. They won't have to want to die. They'll have, because I have no doubt that Dublin are going to throw the handle after the hatchet. They're going to throw the proverbial kitchen sink after Kerry, and we'll just have to wait and see how close can they come if they do come.
Yeah, well, that free by Bernard Brogan is the first three of the second half, and there's no doubt that the experience and the professionalism that Jack has, he will have said, look lads, we'll start from scratch all over again and build up a score.
Yes indeed, Gary, and we mentioned before the game about the kickouts, Cluxton's kicks out. Kerry got it right on the spot there after stopping Cluxton kicking out the shot kicks.
A great rob by Ty Kennelly for Kerry, and a lovely pass into Killian Young. He gives it outside on to Paul Galvin. Paul Galvin looking up two or three or four. Belts goes in. He wins a free. He deserved that one. And they'll have to free now and let Paul Galvin
he
up.
He did, because you call that the Northern Call called the swarming game, but they were pulling him and dragging him. You cannot put in the hand, catch a man and pull him, drag him. But they were swarming and pulling and dragging.
Tomas O'Shea to take this one on the run is Darren Sullivan. What a first half he had, the captain. 3 points from play inside to Cullum Cooper. Cullum Cooper again, four dubs around him. Cullum Cooper, the referee said he took too many steps, Cullum, and it's a free out.
Yeah, well, harsh enough. I thought he was stumbling a little bit, getting a little pull and a drag. Tom Humphreys wrote last week in the Irish Times about that Cullum was on the chain gang. Would he be released from the chain gang, he said, next Monday? Well, released he has been.
Well, I just had a quick word with Tom Humphreys actually half time. He said, you're home and hosed. We said, not yet, Tom. Ball is driven in. Seamus Scanlon, great reading of the ball from the Curragh man, plays it outside to Dara. Dara looks up, hops the ball. Oh, a present into Conal Keeney. Keeney inside to Bernard Brogan. Is there a goal for Dublin? Brogan right across the face of the goal, but David Murphy had it covered.
Yeah, Brogan, he was at
a very difficult angle, Gary. Really, it would have taken a great shot now to beat Damon Murphy was there. Even when he was letting the ball loose to have a crack at it, I said to myself, he's not going to score a goal from there. It was an interception, a bad pass by Darrow, really, and the pass went into Brogan, and he was in a position all right, and he kicked the ball well wide, but still, in fairness, it was a very difficult angle, and I say Murphy had the ball well covered.
Kieran Donaghy goes out a bottle of water to Paul Galvin. He shares it with Keane O'Sullivan. The kick out now from the edge of the square. 2 minutes and 53 seconds gone here in the second half. Kerry yet to score in the second half, but Dublin have just got their one free from Bernard Brogan. It's a packed, an absolute packed Hill 16 right behind Diarmaid Murphy. Lovely, lovely little kick out to him. Mike McCarthy gets shot, but it's a nice and a safe one to Tomás O'Shea. Tomás O'Shea now inside the middle to... in fact, that was Tomás getting it from Mark. They look very much alike. Well, why wouldn't they? They're brothers. A wild swing going in there. It was lucky that Kieran Whelan didn't connect with that one. Here's Tommy Griffin. Plays the ball outside here now. In space is Mark O'Shea, way over there on the far side. And the man from Angola cutting inside, giving it to Darren Sullivan. Darren has the beating of David Henry, giving inside to Mark O'Shea. Well, Tomás has already got 2 points. Darren, Mark is hoping to get one. Bottling him up inside there is Dermot Connolly. Now coming in is Barry Cahill. A very, very high tackle on Mark Shea. And the referee will reach for his notebook here for Barry Cahill.
Yeah, Barry Cahill. Well, in fairness, that was a frustrated tackle, really. Mark O'Shea got the ball there at the Hill 16 end. He was in front of the corner flag, and he was just playing around the ball. What a beautiful, stylish, skillful player Mark O'Shea is, like the rest of the Kerry players. But the Dublin men, out of pure frustration, really, and I suppose it was hard to blame him, put out the hand and pulled down his men. Yellow cards to the referee there, and rightly so. Mark O'Shea will be all right. He's been attended and out at the moment, Gary. Sun beaming down here in Croke Park. And another thing that I noticed about the first half, do you know what made a huge difference? Kerry have changed their game completely today.
Yeah.
They're not playing any high balls in. They're playing the opposite. They're playing all low balls in. So the big high ball, the Twin Towers, the skyscrapers, the Gary Owens are gone, and it's all low ball. That's the big difference.
Colm Cooper quickly outside to it. Darren Sullivan, a better angle with the outside of the right boot. High goes. Oh, that was a punch pass there. A punch there by Dunica Walsh, but just wide.
Yeah, the ball came across the face of the goal. Dunica Walsh was waiting for the ball. A little flick. He was well wide. He was behind his men. And there's another sub coming on for Dublin. They're ringing in the changes continuously.
Four changes now. Gone off now is David Henry, the number two. He got a right roasting. And in is Alan Hubbard. Alan Hubbard is from Kilmacud. He's in Ballymun Kickhams. This is Kieran Whelan, the most experienced player on the field for Dublin, but things ain't going right for them so far. 114 to 3 to 4 points, that's the score so far here. There's a free in the middle of the field. The referee says play on, and going with the ball now is Barry Cahill. Just got inside the 45 metre line. Low ball inside here. This might work out well. It won't in actual fact. And Tomás O'Shea toe pokes it back to Diarmaid Murphy, and Gaeltacht back to Dingle, and he'll play it outside again to Mike McCarthy. And Mike McCarthy from Kilcumin even uses his head on the way out. He heads it to himself. Here's Ty Kennelly. Ty to Killian Young. Seamus Scanlon looking for it and now getting it. Seamus Scanlon giving it inside now to Darren Sullivan. 5 minutes gone in the second half. Kerry yet to score in the second half, but they've done so much in the first half, we'll give them a break. Here's Declan O'Sullivan. Declan O'Sullivan jinks his way past two or three of them. Uses Ty Kennelly as the link man. In again from Declan. Inside now, and away goes Colm Cooper again. Colm Cooper, two or three of them hanging off him. High challenge from Bastic. Cooper just outside. Did it touch it? Did it? It's a 45. Failed to keep it in there was Cluxton.
Yeah, but Colm Cooper was being pulled and dragged a bit there, Gary. I'd say he can feel a small little bit offended that he didn't get the free, because really it was the pulling and the dragging and the little fist going out that stopped him from getting in. He shot for the point and the ball was just going out, but the goalkeeper Cluxton brought it back out over the line, and maybe it was touched by a defender, and this is going to be a 45. And there's been an awful lot of talk about Kerry going into the game without free kickers and all of that, but at the moment it hasn't made any difference whatsoever.
I watched Kieran Donaghy go out with the water bottle there to Colin Cooper. He's a fair old limp, I'll tell you that for nothing. Well, Kieran said, and he's on record as saying, if Kerry get over today, I'll be back for the semi-final. Well, maybe 2 weeks will make a difference. At the moment, you'd nearly predict that Kerry will be there, unless there will be an unbelievable change here in Croke Park. This 45, dead straight in front of the post, to be taken by Darren O'Sullivan. Here comes Darren now. 3 points to his credit, all from play in the first half. This is his first strike of the post in the second half. Darren drives it long. It's looking good, but it's not. It's tailing left and wide.
Yeah, he never got really under it, Gary, but he ballooned the ball wide. I suppose the one thing we say is the difference between the kick, the freeze like that, that maybe if you had a good free kicker there, that maybe that ball would have gone over.
Paul Galvin nips in nicely. Here's Ty Kennelly. If Ty Kennelly got a score in Croke Park, you'd hear some cheer. This is Mike McCarthy. Mike McCarthy, one of the main reasons why we're here today. What a great game. He didn't Tullamore last week. Ty Kennelly near the line. Keeps it in play. Lovely. Must have been well used. used to a tight situation down in Australia. Here comes the Gulch from just inside the 45 metre line, landing into the hands of Stephen Cluxton, and after 7.5 minutes Kerry have yet to score.
Yeah, but
it was
lovely
play
by Ty Kinnelly, who spot on the ball. He was surrounded by three dubs just underneath us here at the Kinnell end, and he just weaved his way out of it, held the ball. Lovely play by Kinnelly.
Paddy Andrews robbed again by Dara O'Shea over there, and he uses his strength. The man who's been playing football since 1995, is it? This now is Killian Young. Killian Young from Renard going through. He's cleared of all his injuries now, and he's back to the old Killian Young, and he's fouled in the middle of the field.
Yes, and as you said about Dara O'Shea making his 78th championship appearance, my God, he'd be making his 80th if Kerry get through today. It looks like they will, but you never know, as the fella says, until the bell is rung at the end of the game. But what a servant he's been.
The Kerry selectors are in conclave below here having a chat. They'll be happy enough with the way things are so far. Declan outside to Dunica Walsh. The tackles are going in now from Dublin. Dunica Walsh outside to Seamus Scanlon. He'll get this one with ease, and ease is the word to use. Scanlon looks up, plays it back safely to Tommy Griffin, who comes away from the full back position. Tommy to Scanlon. Will he go for here? Scanlon inside to Darren Sullivan. Darren, the captain. Oh, beautiful ball to Ty Kinnelly. Chance for him to score, and the former Sydney Swans man hits it high. Oh, but he'll be very unhappy with that one. That should have been a point.
Yes, indeed, should have been a point. He was all in his own in front of the post, kicking into Hill 16, and he nobody to beat, only himself, as the fella said, and he did, because he kicked the ball wide, and he was disappointed with that, no doubt at all about it.
Great kick from Cluxton, a good 60 yards to Alan Hubbard. Hubbard now gives it inside to Ross McConnell. He's on a yellow for the first half. Long ball inside for Bernard Brogan. Brogan and Tom Sullivan continuing his run. There is Kieran Whelan. It's still Brogan. Brogan goes for the kick, and Brogan has hit it over the bar. Bernard Brogan getting his third point. He's got two from play, and Dublin have got the 2 points in the second half.
Yes, indeed, that's Brogan's third point, two off a play and one off a free since the start of the second half. He's got his second point now, 114-5. Kerry seem to be playing more of a contained game now, but there's a long, long road for the Dubs to come back here in Croke Park.
And Sean Sullivan goes warming up. And this kick out now from Dermot Murphy again. Kerry need to lift this little bit of a minor, little brief siege now, and get their first score in the second half. Dermot Murphy, let's hope they won't go into a lackadaisical mode. Dara goes high, so too does Kennelly. It's won by Kieran Whelan though. Kieran Whelan out to his right is Barry Cahill. He got the first score of the game, remember. Barry Cahill plays it back again to Kieran Whelan. And the man from Raheny plays it inside again. This nicely by Paul Flynn. Outside again to Ross McConnell. A little bit of Kerry got a little bit ragged now, I must say. Back to McConnell again, but it was touched on the ground by the Dublin defender, and it's a free out to Kerry.
Yeah, Kerry trying to stand back a little bit now, Gary, trying to sit back in the lead, but let's be fair about it. It's very difficult when you're 114-5 ahead to play with the same aggression and to play with the same abandon as they did in the first half. So you'd expect that, really, but still, it's a dangerous game to play.
So far, they need to score now next. Dara O'Shea gets the ball from Mike McCarthy. Paul Galvin very near him. Ty Kinnelly calling for the ball. Dara is under pressure, but he uses all his experience and now gives it to the man from Listow Limits. Inside now to Darren Sullivan, now to Scanlon. First score of the second half, is it this one from Seamus Scanlon? He hits it high, and he's hit it over the bar. First score from the man from Curragh. Great score from Seamus Scanlon.
Yeah, great score from Seamus Scanlon. Well done to him there. He was at the end of that lovely passing movement. Seamus Scanlon making his 23rd appearance for Kerry today. That's his 7th point in the championship for the Curragh man. He'll be happy with that. He's playing an outstanding game.
Quickly taken now, and this is by Ross McConnell. Ross McConnell from St. Oliver Plunkett's own Rua. Long ball inside. Tom Sullivan again, majestic inside there with a battle with Bernard Brogan. Here's Tomás O'Shea heading for the Cusick stand, and Tomás plays it outside safely to his elder brother Dara. Dara looks ahead, and he'll see about 4 green and gold jerseys all free at the moment. Dara goes for one of them. That's Declan, the man from Drummond. Takes a right heavy belt from Bastic, and the referee says play on. Declan pulled to the ground to Darren Sullivan. Darren back to Declan. Great run from the man from Drummond. Declan is high. He's tripped on the way in by Bastic, and it's a free in.
Ah, listen, what a wonderful footballer Declan O'Sullivan is. He's one of the bravest footballers in the country. He goes in, he takes the tackles, he rides the tackles, he turns back and goes into the tackles. He's down now, ran on, took that return pass there, and that's going to be an easy tip over a free from Colm Cooper. But fair play to Declan O'Sullivan. Gary, he takes tremendous hits, and he takes tremendous...
He's a great carrier of the ball.
Oh, great. But I tell you, he's a great centre-forward, a great full-forward. He's a central man. He goes right into the half. He goes where the hits are given.
Bastic has got a yellow. That's the third yellow for Dublin. Bastic, Paddy Andrews and Barry Cahill, and they're all defenders. And Colm Cooper has the ball in his hand, and he's about to take this free. Just about 25 yards out from goal, Declan Sullivan is back on his feet again. The medics has worked 115-5 as Pat Gilroy looks on, and this should be another point now from Colm Cooper. One, two, three, four. He's got 1-1 from play. And he's got three frees. This about to be another free. Colm Cooper hits it very much high. And the umpire raises the white flag. It's another score for the coach and Kerry well in control again.
Well done to him there. Well done, Cullum. Pat just topped that ball over the bar there, making his 52nd appearance, championship appearance for Kerry today. And Kerry now leading 116
to 5 points. Darren Sullivan robs two Dublin supporters, two Dublin players. Declan Sullivan, the coach, claiming for it. The coach is going to give it to Declan. Can he walk it through? Great save. Brilliant save, let's be honest about it, from Stephen Cluxton.
Oh, wonderful save by Cluxton. Lovely movement by Kerry. And Declan Sullivan got the ball, saw Colm Cooper inside him, gave the ball back to Colm Cooper, took the return again, gave it back a second time. And a brilliant save there by Cluxton came out. And there's a sub coming on for Kerry.
And the sub is Paul O'Connor, who was introduced in Tullamore last week. Comes on for Dunica Walsh. The Cremon man can be happy, Weeshie. He's played a good game.
He can indeed. And Amy King and Siobhan Kelly are watching us right here and all right. They're from Curra, and one of them is from Cremon. They're keeping a close eye on what's happening there. Two little young ladies with their Kerry jerseys enjoying what's happening in the sun splashed Croke Park. He can be very happy, as you said, Gary, with it.
And Paul O'Connor will have his first taste of the action, because he's going to line up this 45. Micheál Quirk has been called as well. So too Sean O'Sullivan. Jack O'Connor will give them all a run. There's no doubt about this. This now is Paul O'Connor, who's just been introduced, and he's a good kicker of the ball. I was saying to Jack last Friday night, just over at chat, I said, Jack, five free takers today, what's the story? He said, there's nothing, no story. We've plenty of fellas that can take a free. Paul O'Connor hits it high, and he's hitting wide. There was a fair bit of off the ball over on the far side between Mike McCarthy and his man, Weeshie, at the same time. That's Paul Flynn.
There was a good bit going on there, is right, but the sun is beaming down here, beaming down in the green and gold, giving a fascinating performance in Croke Park. Paul O'Connor making his sixth championship appearance, put that ball just wide there, and back come Dublin.
Alan Brogan is the man that's coming back. Alan Brogan on the solo and on the hop and on the run, and Paul Galvin robs him brilliantly. Oh, Pat McEnany says illegally so free in, but Galvin doesn't agree.
He doesn't agree, but he's going to keep his mouth shut and he's not going to say anything. I guarantee you that, Gary. But definitely, I thought it was a good rob. But what's natural for a... Maybe he gave him a little push in the back. But what's natural for a referee when a team is so far down, he'll give them the advantage of the doubt, Gary. And he'll give them the benefit of the doubt.
Jack has gone down having a right good chat with the linesman. We'll ask him tonight, what was he talking about? In the meantime, Bernard Brogan tips over another one from a free, the number 12. So then we're at 15 minutes exactly gone into the second half. It's Kerry 116, Dublin 6 points.
Yeah, Kerry will be very happy with their win, because it looks like they're going to win. But the first answer you'll get from all the officers is, this is only quarter final, we're in the semi final, and that's the way they'll be looking at it if it goes to that. But Dublin 116 to 6 points, and there's 50 minutes gone in the game, a long ways back for the Dublin.
The linesman comes in with instructions, and he will look for Paul Flynn, and if he looks for him, he'll look for Mike McCarthy. That, because I think the linesman did note what happened off the ball. Yeah, he's calling around. He wasn't right behind him, Mike McCarthy. Now, there was a little bit of... There was no punch thrown.
Yeah, no, there was no. Really. A little bit of let me at him, hold me back type of a thing. Nothing dangerous at all there.
He'd probably give a yellow, I'd say, to both. Yeah, that's the story. It's a yellow for Paul Flynn. That's the fourth Dublin player to be booked. And it's the first Kerry yellow. I'm confident in saying that. It is indeed. And it's for Mike McCarthy. So the kick out now, as the stewards begin to go into their positions. It's a quite hill 16. I've never seen it as quite in my life. Here's Dermot Murphy with the kick out once again. 16 minutes into the second half, 51 minutes gone, whichever way you like it. High ball, Seamus Scanlon breaking it down, gathered here by the Dublin man. That's Kieran Whelan. Kieran Whelan muscling his way out of centre half back. Kieran should be a present, is, by Mark O'Sullivan. The Kerry defence are immaculate today, every one of them absolutely outstanding. Here's Ty Kennelly. He'll try and get in the first 15 if he can at all. Ty looks up, hopping and soloing, and now the round ball is getting very easy to him. It might have been difficult for a while after 9 years in Sydney. This now is Cooper. He was never in Sydney. He's bearing down, he fisted over the bar. Colm Cooper with a brilliant, but he's gone into the hoarding inside there, Weeshie, and he's injured himself.
He is indeed. A brilliant pass by Ty Kennelly across the goal. Colm Cooper got it left, his man struggling in his wake, and he went through him, just punched the ball over the bar. And as he did, you must remember there that the Hill 16 is very close here to the goal. He punched the ball over the bar, and his man came in on top of him, as far as I could see, and he hit him when the ball was gone, and he's gone down now. He's off the field behind the goal. The game will go on, Gary, because he's off the field. And maybe the referee might go to the man who hit him when the ball was gone.
It was Bastic that hit him.
It was a late tackle.
It was a late tackle, and Bastic is on a yellow. So anyway, Gooch is still getting getting assistance behind the goal, and it looks as if he collided with the hoarding inside there. Anyway, we'll continue with the play, and it's Barry Cahill who is the ball now in the middle of the field and transferred on, and here comes the number 24, Pat Burke, one of many substitutes that came in. But to be fair, the substitutes that come in haven't done much better than the men that have been taken off. That's how poor Dublin are. Paul Flynn transfers it on again. Who's back there, a corner back? Darren Sullivan. What covering we see.
Great interception right under his 16. Dan O'Sullivan intercepted that ball on the 14 metre line. He's down injured, he's on his knees, he's getting up, he's like that he'd be genuflecting to the hit 16, apologising for what they're doing, but he's up again, he's gone away. Colm Cooper is up, he's coming on now, he's back onto the field there. He doesn't have to get the okay.
Hi Kennelly, he'll go high for this. Oh, comes close, and it's Brazil like football at the moment. Colm Cooper to Ty Kennelly to Paul Galvin. Paul Galvin in front of the post, and Paul Galvin over the bar, point number two for the Finucane man.
Yes, and Colm Cooper was down outside the field, he jumped up, came on, took the pass, passed it across to Ty Kennelly, and Ty Kennelly, he had a goal in his mind for a minute there, and he just turned around, passed the ball back to Paul Gallivan, and Paul Gallivan just tapped the ball over the bar with his left leg. No mistake at all about it. 118-6, scintillating, fabulous, wonderful stuff by the men in the green and gold. As good a Kerry display as I have seen here for many the long year.
There's a poor Jack McCarthy down around Port McGee. He's got a blue flag, I've been told, or he's got a Dublin flag, but his nan McIntyre, she's delighted, so we'll congratulate her and we'll give Jack a little bit of condolences. Paul Connor, 1-1 with Cluxton, goal wide open. Great block again by Cluxton.
Wonderful save by Cluxton. Paul Connor got the ball, pretended to kick with the left, came back in the right, Cluxton was up again, and he just saved the ball. Maybe Paul Connor should have blasted it first gear. He was on 1-on-1 with the goalkeeper. Well done, Cluxton, great save.
Ball is driven in now by Pat Burke. It's a long ball inside. Tom Sullivan is the master of ceremonies. Inside it, right corner back. He can do no wrong. And this Dublin forward line are completely, I don't know where they are. They're certainly not in Croke Park, and their minds aren't here and their bodies aren't here. They've been destroyed all over the pitch, we see so far.
Yeah, but the one thing about the game, Gary, is we said at the half time, Kerry are giving Dublin a lesson in the skills of Gaelic football.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that. That's it in a nutshell, really.
Dara inside to Paul Connor. They said he wouldn't have the legs. He's got plenty of legs. There are two very good ones. Here's Declan Sullivan, who has beaten Declan Bastic up the stick all afternoon. Another point from the man from Piercy Andromeda. That's number three for Declan O'Sullivan.
Well, we never thought we'd say today, see today, but Kerry are absolutely humiliating Dublin. It's like that. They're giving them a lesson in all the skills. I'm repeating myself continuously, but that's what it's down to. They're so fresh looking, they're full of running, and they're full of hunger.
Paul Galvin battling near the corner flag, or near the flag with this one with Paul Griffin. It's Galvin who beats Griffin. Colm Cooper breaks the tackle of Paddy Andrews. Inside to Declan O'Sullivan. Darren Sullivan continues his run. Broken from him though by, well done that time by Keon O'Sullivan. Ball is out down to the middle of the field, and with it is Alan Brogan. 1 point. We thought he would be the danger man. We thought he'd be the man that would not carry out of the All-Ireland. Not a hope. Kieran Whelan inside now to Pat Burke. Pat Burke in a good run by Ross McConnell. He'll kick it high, but he's kicked it wide and in to a very, very quiet Hill 16.
Yeah, that was gone wide there, but the linesmen have given it wide there. He was gone wide too with the left leg kicked it, but it was Tommy Griffin was right with him the whole way, stayed with him, Gary. Shown great legs. The one thing about Kerry during the whole game is they have shown tremendous freshness.
Yeah.
They have shown great legs, and they have shown great fitness, which a lot of people questioned, including all of us, let us say.
We had to.
Well, that's the way things go. But we all, everybody knew that you put Kerry into Croke Park, and they're a born to play. There's no doubt at all about it, but tremendous stuff.
Here's Diarmuid Connolly. He's not scored yet to number 11. He's been pulled to the ground there by Tomás O'Shea. Tomás will have no complaints about that. It's quickly taken inside again. That's Brogan. Here's the chance for Conal Keeney. That's a goal for Dublin. Goal for Dublin. Conal Keeney. With 14 minutes left in the game, it's his first score from play.
Yes, indeed. Colin Keeney got right through. He was very close to Diarmuid Murphy, and he had a cut with the left leg. It's 119-16 at the moment. Dublin need goals, and Keeney went right through. His man was coming across the kid, and he hit it very low, and it went in between, I'd say, maybe in between or very close to the legs of Diarmuid Murphy. He might have got a leg to it, but it was too close to him, and he couldn't get down. It's now 16-119.
Yeah, the kick out now coming again from Diarmuid Murphy. First time he had to pick the ball out of the net today. High they go. Surely Kieran Whelan was dragging Darrow Shea. The referee says he was. And Ty Kennelly's onto the ball. It's been a good game since he came in as well as Ty Kennelly. Here's Paul Galvin. An excellent game again from the Finucane man. High for the Gooch. Grabs it beautifully here. Pushed to the ground by Paddy Andrews. He's on a yellow. He'll have to be careful. Ah, Gooch gets inside himself and Paul Griffin. Still Colm Cooper. Loses the ball, unfortunately, this time. Paul Griffin going down on it. Colm Cooper nearly going down on top of him. And now has he grabbed it with his feet? feet, and somehow it's landed into the lap of Ross McConnell, and Dublin cleared their lines, and Pat Nicanini says, lads, play on, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. And away come Dublin again, and this is Paul Flynn. Paul Flynn is on a yellow, Seamus Scanlon is not. Seamus Scanlon fouls him though, it's a freeze, says McAneely.
Yeah, and Dublin are going to be coming looking for goals now, and one of the first bits of dissent since the game began by a Kerry player, Seamus Scanlon, said something to the referee, and the referee has brought the ball up right to the 45 metre, just inside the halfway line, sorry.
And Pat Burke is the man to take it. Sean Sullivan is about to come in. It's a high ball inside there, grabbing for it inside round the edge of the square. Could there be another goal? Brogan hits it high. Brogan, the brother. The two Brogans are inside there. Remember, their mom comes from Finoog. This is Allen. Allen hits it over the bar. Allen hits it over. It was the shot initially by Bernard, and Allen gets the point.
Yeah, Bernard shot through a maze of players. The shot was blocked down. The ball came back out to Allen, and he scored his second bind. Just turned around and popped the ball over the bar there. The first time it went through a maze of players, really, he had no hope of a goal, I'd imagine. But the ball was popped over the bar there. It's now 1:19-1:7. A lot of ground to make up. There's 58 minutes gone in the game.
A quick kick out from Dermot Murphy to Mike McCarthy. Mike now is a little bit on his own, and he plays it back. Well, Tom Sullivan gathers this. Tom calls it, plays it outside out to Mark Shea. Can they build again? Mark Shea, the hit goes in from Conal Keeney, the goal scorer. Tom Sullivan to Seamus Scanlon. He'll give it back to Tom Sullivan again. Tom with the boot this time to Darren Sullivan. This man is in a great game. And away he uses his speed. Got well inside the 45. What a run by Darren Sullivan. He'll go for point number four. Pulled to the ground. Surely Pat McEnany. No, he says play on. Colm Cooper has it again. Colm being forced out. Gives it down to Paul O'Connor. Paul O'Connor for the post. And the man from Kinmare gets his first score since introduced. Great point from Paul O'Connor.
Lovely point by Paul O'Connor. His 6th point in the championship, making his 6th appearance. And it was a scintillating, beautiful run down the centre of Sunsplash Truck Park by Dan O'Sullivan. He was pulled down.
And he's been substituted now, is he?
He was pulled down, is right. And the ball went back to Paul O'Connor. He popped the ball over the bar, and Dan was going off injured.
His shoulder.
I hope it isn't his collarbone. He seems to be holding it that way, Gary.
Yes, Sean Sullivan is in and about to come in. Is Aidan O'Mahony and Micheál Quirk, and they'll be the subs. And Kerry are rampant again, and it's Paul O'Connor again. And here goes Sean Sullivan from Cremon. This man now is flying. Well, with the Cremon club have lost Donica Walsh, but they haven't lost Sean Sullivan. Sean, a tight one. Gooch trying to get in on it. Didn't go out after Dublin man. It did. Well, 1:45 by Colm Cooper, and Paddy Andrews is tearing into the umpire.
Yeah, and the first touch by Sean O'Sullivan got the ball in front, just on the 14 metre line, kicked it across the face of the goal, and the ball was touched by one of the defenders, stopped Colm Cooper from getting it. The ball went out for the 45. There's 59 minutes gone. It's 1 goal and 20 points. That's 23 points to Kerry. 1 goal and 7 points to Dublin. That's 10 points.
Killian Young has been called ashore. Aidan O'Mahony will come in for him. Make that call there, lads. Yes, indeed. Killian Young has had a very good game. They'll be happy in Renard with that. Killian has done his business. A very sound performance. And Darrow O'Shea has been called ashore for Micheál Quirk. And listen to the reception, Weezy.
Yes, a huge reception for Darrow O'Shea, playing his 79th championship game. The crowd, the Kerry crowd, stand and applaud him. Wonderful player, Darrow O'Shea. What great service he has given to the county. And I see Dan O'Sullivan walking up to the subs bench, and he's holding that old fashioned ice pack up to his shoulder. So it's not a broken collarbone, it's probably some torn ligaments in his shoulder, which will heal very quickly.
A half yard inside the 45, Paul Connor strikes to the scrum side by Tykenelli. Tykenelli was going to punch it over. Now his back to goal. Ty hits it high. Listen now to the ovation this man will get coming back from Sydney Swans, and Tykenelli with the point.
Ty Kennelly, the man from Sydney Swans, is it his first point in Croke Park? I'd imagine it is. It's his third championship game. No, it's his third point in the championship for Kerry. Well done, Ty Kennelly. 1:21-1:7.
Shane Ryan is about to come in. Not 83,000 capacity, the 81,600 and something. I missed the rest of it, but that was what called out here at half time. But at 81,000, Tavuk is an absolutely brilliant performance from this Kingdom team. Going through is Dermot Connolly. Here's Kieran Whelan for the post into the hill, and he's kicked it right and wide with 9 minutes left.
Yes, indeed, 1:21-1:7. And it's very, very difficult for Kerry, of course, to keep up the same momentum. They weren't going to keep going the way they kept going in the first half, when they literally blitzed Dublin off the field completely. You could not keep up that pace, even though, Gary, they're playing with great ferocity since.
Do you know what must be disappointing as well for Pat Gilroy? The subs he brought on have made no iota of a difference to the subs he took off.
No iota, Gary, because really, and I keep happening back, Kerry are better footballers than Dublin. At the end of the day, they're better footballers.
And away goes Ross McConnell, beats the tackle. tackle there of Tommy Griffin. McConnell, Kieran Whelan calling for it. Kieran Whelan getting it now. Looking up outside him is his captain, Paul Griffin from Kilmacud Crokes. Plays it back again now to Ross McConnell. Ross McConnell hits a high one inside. The ball is breaking inside. David Murphy comes out and he punches it nicely to Mike Mack. And Mike Mack clears it out in front of the Hogan. Will it be Kennelly? Will it be Sean Sullivan? Come on, man, to Sean Sullivan. To Ty Kennelly from Listow Limits. And away he goes. A hop and a solo and a hop again and another solo. The oval ball was no problem. Neither is the round ball. But the kick is not the greatest off from Ty. And Declan O'Sullivan, in fact, does well to keep it in play. All loose is Colm Cooper. Clucks in his left his goal. And Gooch hand passes it over the bar.
Yes, indeed. Ty Kennelly win for the point from way out the field. It veered across the face of the Canal goal. Was going wide, so thought the defender Colm Cooper. Declan Sullivan kept it in. It went to Colm Cooper, and he popped the ball over the bar. 1-2-3-4-5-6-1-7 by Colm Cooper.
Yep, in Shane Ryan, a little bit too late. We thought he'd come in early as well to the midfield. He's another one of the experienced players. Shane Ryan is in, and gone is Connolly. A little bit of a dust up now in the middle of the field between Michal Quirk and Ross McConnell, while Pat McEnany was taking charge of something else. There's a Kerry man down on the ground. I can't see from here, Weishi, who he is, but is it Aidan O'Mahony? Not quite sure from here, but we'll keep an eye on it. But there might have been something thrown here. We might have a look in our monitor here. Yeah, Aidan O'Mahony. And he got a little bit of a semi elbow from Kieran Whelan, didn't he?
He did indeed. He got a little touch of an elbow, right? Whether the referee saw it or not, Gary, we'll only have to wait and see, because the referee was very close to it. And I know that if you're too close to an incident, you mightn't see it. You could see it from further away. And there's huge crowds leaving the field at the moment now. And Aidan O'Mahony is down injured at the moment. Michal Quirk did retaliate. But really, Kerry wouldn't want to be getting involved in anything like that now. Nothing very, very serious.
No. The man that's confident, that lifted the cup here in 84 when he beat Kerry, he's so confident, Ambrose O'Donovan, he's giving out wine gums here amongst the crowd. That'll tell you how things are going for Kerry at the moment. Thanks, Ambrose, for that wine gum. Now, so.
And that's a yellow card.
For Aidan O'Mahony. No, for, was it? I think it was, and I'm not quite sure who got the yellow there. High ball inside now. Ball is broken inside again. Michal Quirk is tussling for it inside there too. Here's a chance for Dublin. They need another goal. Brogan low! And across the face of the goal from Alan Brogan is the story of the day for Dublin.
Yes, indeed. Brogan had a good opportunity there. He was just outside the big box. Took a lovely pass. He had an open goal in front of him. A little bit of an angle. Went to stick it in the far corner. And it hit a daisy cutter across the face of the goal to Dean McMurphy's right. But as the fella said, it went in. It was as wide as a gate.
As wide as the gate is right, and that gate was well wide. 5 minutes to go of normal time. As we swallow one of
and
Ambrose's
the crowd are chanting, Kerry, Kerry, Kerry. Long time since we heard that in Croke Park.
Dermot Murphy, out for Michal Quirk country, tussling and harassing there, and well stuck into Kieran Whelan, and Quirk wins it. Plays it outside to Mike McCarthy. Remember that second half he had in Tullamore last week. One of the reasons why we're here. Here's Paul Galvin, one of the unsung heroes as well this afternoon. Two great points by the Finnoog man. Galvin plays it back to Sean Sullivan, working it inside now to Seamus Scanlon. They all want a piece of the action. Michal Quirk has it. Out to his right is Tomaso. He gives it to Seamus Scanlon just inside the 45. Nice pass to Declan, back to Seamus inside for Ty Kennelly, pushed on the back. Surely, yeah, Pat McEnany.
Yeah, lovely passing movement there between Declan and Seamus. Seamus Scanlon is after having a tremendous game in the middle of the field. And I must say, I'm delighted that today the selectors decided not to take him off today and to take a few different fellas off. Because the more football Scanlon gets, the more he sweats up, the better he is. And this game is going to stand to him a ton. Was at the end of that passing movement there, and he gave the ball across the face of the goal, and Ty Kennelly was fouled.
The waterman. Who's Kieran Donaghy? Got a little bit of a kick.
He's limping. He's limping.
He got a kick
lot,
from the
Gary.
Dublin player going in, was he?
Yeah.
I saw it myself now. I'll pick out this guy's number in a second and we'll say who he was. Paul O'Connor hits this 14-yard free over the bar. Another score for him. I'm going to keep an eye on this Dublin player, but Kerry can do no wrong. Dennis Bastic was the man who took a swipe at Kieran Donaghy.
Yeah, and Donaghy is limping a good bit. And that's what he is on that leg, Gary. We couldn't see him.
And he won't go in with water again, I'd say. There's about only 4 minutes to go now of normal time. 1:23 to Kerry. That's 26. 1:07 to Dublin. That's 10 points. And it's a line ball to Kerry in front of a very happy Cusick stand where Kerry supporters are.
Yeah, and you can see a lot of the Dublin people just leaving out there, streaming out in their numbers. They've seen enough for today, as the fella said. And Dublin are out of the championship for this year. And they'll continue to try to build, because it's a big difference between Leinster and between coming into the All-Ireland Championship. Just because you win a Leinster Championship doesn't mean that you're the best team in the country, and they have learned such a lesson today.
Aidan O'Mahony inside now to Ty Kennelly, to Paul O'Connor, and I must say once again the hype and the Europa and everything that follows it, certainly they've burst their balloon here this afternoon. Dublin one of the poorest displays I've seen by Dublin in a long time in their own cabbage patch garden, as the chairman of my own club says. Here now is Paul O'Connor. He plays it outside to Seamus Scanlon. He gives it to Sean O'Sullivan. Sean back outside. It's Brazilian football. They're all getting a cheer now. Mark Shea gives it now to Tommy Griffin. Tommy outside for Declan, but for once he puts the pass astray. Shane Ryan picks it up. Shane Ryan trying to beat Declan O'Sullivan. It'll be hard to pick a man of the match for this one, so it will. Shane Ryan falls there in front of Ty Kennelly. Ty Kennelly is battling hard to get it back from him, but it's a free to Shane Ryan.
Yes, indeed, Gary, it would be hard to pick man of the match, but I say if I was putting a pin in my collar, I'd give it to Cullum Cooper. Either Cullum Cooper or Tom O'Sullivan.
Correct.
But it's very, very difficult to between the two of them. I tell you the truth, I'd pick the two of them.
All right, okay. This is played outside now to Alan Hubbard. Alan Hubbard plays the ball inside here again. That's for Kieran Whelan. Kieran Whelan to an extremely quiet Hill 16 wide with 3 minutes left.
Yeah, and fair play to the management of the Kerry team, Jack O'Connor and the rest of them. They had their homework done. They cut down Cluxton's kicks. They cut out the running from the half-back line by Dublin, and they stymied Dublin all over the place. They stymied Kerry up their work rate completely, and Dublin just couldn't cope with it.
No, Michal Quirk to Seamus Scanlon out to Sean O'Sullivan. Of course, the substitutes in this Kerry team will want to try and say to Jack, hey, pick me for the next game. Paul Connor is full of running. He's done well since he's come in, the Kinmare man. Ty Kennelly on the burst again. The former Sydney Swan puts it straight between the posts, and that's point number two for Ty Kennelly, as my disappointed John Heffernan from County Dublin, he loses his biro next to me.
Yes, and Ty Kennelly, he's definitely playing himself on for the next game anyway, because since he has come on, he is playing outstandingly well. And the way Kerry have been playing, they've gone away from the big high balls in. It's all low ball. Different style from Kerry
today. Different style. Conal Keeney hits it high again. Up back there goes Michal Quirk. Breaks it down. Seamus Scanlon is back there. The Dubs still. It's getting a little bit empty here now around Croke Park. It's high from Bernard Brogan. The umpires consider it, and it's waved left and wide.
Yeah, that's terrible kicking by Dublin. They are terrible wise by them from very easy kickable positions, Gary. Hopeless shooting by them. It's 124 to 17, and of course Kerry are going through to the semi-final, and they're going to be playing the winners of Mayo and the Meath, if I'm correct.
Correct, Mayo or Meath. And at the moment, with this performance, you'd fancy Kerry to the All-Ireland final. Will it be Tyrone or will it be Cork? Well, they'll have to work that out for themselves. Barry Cahill, Kerry the underdogs today, Kerry the masters today in Croke Park. High ball inside by Conal Keeney, pulled on volleyed style inside there by, was it one of the Brogans? Here now is Allen, and that's Bernard, and it hit the butt of the post and grabbed by Tom Sullivan, who grabs it from Tommy Griffin. Hit the butt of the post there, a let off for Kerry.
Yes indeed, Gary, in the butt of the post, for any of you don't know, it is the very bottom of the post where the post goes into the ground. That's where it hit it, and it rebounded back out to Tom Sullivan, and Tom Sullivan is having an absolutely outstanding game today. Cleared the ball back out the field, and that was a let off really for Kerry.
Now to me, Bastic,
that's
me,
a nasty foul.
That's a yellow card, Rishi, and he's on a yellow before.
That's
and he's getting away with more than the same.
That's
guy.
I tell you, Gary, that's a dangerous foul.
It is,
because I tell you why, he hit his man from the back,
no
right
effort.
Down on top of him, and I know now from and other people playing the game, I'll tell you. You could get a very bad hurt that way. Declan O'Sullivan limps away. That's definitely a yellow card, but he doesn't get it, because I'm afraid Pat McEnany, maybe he slipped up there a little bit now.
Maybe he said it doesn't
a
make a difference.
A dangerous foul, that was.
Yeah, Paul O'Connor about 50 yards out. Well, I'll be giving the hand of condolences to two great Dublin men down in my own neck of the woods tonight, Misters Mel Farrell and his brother Gary, and maybe Richard Devan as well, because this has been a poor performance. Punched by the Gooch, but punched wide. And we will have no more, Weeshie. A magnificent performance, a standing ovation to Jack O'Connor and his Kerry team, 124 to 17.
What a performance by Kerry. Jack O'Connor has masterminded one of the great performances of his career, and he has masterminded a lot of them. Of course, this year with Kalashkin and Skellige, he did absolutely tremendous with them. Now, this Kerry performance in Croke Park today will rank as one of the great Kerry performances. There's no doubt at all about it. It'll rank as one of the all-time greats. The first half in particular was absolutely scintillating stuff, when Kerry scored a goal and 14 points. The Shun stand down in Croke Park today, down in the green and gold, showing their best. They cast off all the doubts, they cast off all the tiredness, they cast off all of the lethargy that they had, and their displays and the way that they managed Dublin. In particular, they stymied Cluxton with the kick-outs. and in particular they did away with the big high ball. Today we saw a different style from Kerry. We saw all low ball going in. We saw all small short passing into the small full forward line. They get a huge round of applause as they come off the field, and they joined the Kerry Miners, Gary. What a wonderful display it was.
It was. How and why did things change so dramatically, Rishi, in the last 2 or 3 weeks, do you think?
A number of things, Gary. First of all, anyway, and everyone said and everybody is no, put Kerry into Croke Park in a championship and they're a different animal. There's no doubt at all about that. And time and tradition has proved that. There is no doubt, we said it before the game, that the likes of Colm Cooper and those people were not going to come out to Croke Park today unless they enhanced their reputations. They had so much to prove, and that's exactly what happened. And they look fresher and they look better. The three games they had, Gary, had brought them on a ton, whereas Dublin were lying idle and they never got to the pace of the game. That's another point about it. And on top of that then, the fact that Kerry had not the big men inside and they played a different style of football, it suited Kerry to play the fast ball, the low ball, instead of each putting all high ball in. They changed their style absolutely completely. It was a scintillating game of football. Well done to Jack O'Connor, well done to the management, well done to everybody concerned and to the players, but they'll know themselves, it's only quarter final. They'll be meeting Mayo now or Meath, and then they have Cork or Tyrone down the line waiting if they get through that way. But today, we'll savour today's win. In my estimation, Gary, it was as good a display that I have ever seen in Croke Park by any Kerry team since 1955. That year, the headlines in the Kerry Men the following day after the 1950 final was up Kerry, up Dr. Eamon, up catch and kick. You can change that this week. Up Kerry, up Jack O'Connor, up catch and kick.
I think that's a good way to wrap things up here from us in the commentary. A magnificent performance on this Bank Holiday Monday for a rejuvenated Kerry team. They're back again. We thought they were dead and buried. Not a hope. This Kerry team are well in the shake-up for the Sam Maguire Cup after today's performance. My thanks to Weishi and to John Heffernan and Sound. We're not finished here yet. I'll be making my way to a very happy Kerry dressing room, no doubt. And you'll be getting the thoughts of Billy and Ambrose in just a few minutes. So for the moment, the final score here. Kerry are through to the All-Ireland semi-final where they will face either Meath or Mayo. That'll be decided next weekend. And the Dubs are out of it for another year. Final score here in Croke Park. Kerry 1-24. Dublin, 1 goal and 7 points. From me, it's back to the studio.
Kerry versus Dublin, live from Croke Park, in association with Factory Carpet Outlets in Tralee, Killarney, Newcastle West and Listowel.
Yes, thanks very much indeed to Gary O'Sullivan and Weishi Fogarty for calling all the action there. And what a pleasure it was both for them to present and for us to listen to that. 1-24 to 1-7. Declan O'Sullivan is the man of the match as per the television viewers. For television viewers anyway, he's getting his award just as I speak at the moment, and fully deserved. Again, Declan putting his body on the line and chipping in with at least three points. I'll check the notes there during the break. But scores all over the place. Ty Kennelly coming on to score 2 points. Colm Cooper with 1-7. Tom Sullivan was on the board. Dunica Walsh, Paul Galvin with 2. Seamus Scanlon even got on the scoreboard as well. It was an absolute all-round thundering display by Kerry. They have absolutely humbled Dublin and they proceed unblemished after today to the semi-final of the All-Ireland. There they'll face the winners of next week's clash between Meath and Mayo. We'll be getting the thoughts of Ambrose and Billy the far side of this break, so do stay tuned, and we'll be on air till just around 4 o'clock.
Kerry versus Dublin, live from Croke Park, in association with Factory Carpet Outlets in Tralee, Killarney, Newcastle West and Listowel.
Now you're very welcome back indeed. 1-24 to 1-7, it's finished. Kerry have absolutely, as I said before the break, they've humbled Dublin in the quarterfinal of this year's All-Ireland. Turning round all sorts of form and rumour and innuendo of the demise of this team, and they have produced a performance of the ages. We are going to review it all now with our team of analysts, and that's Billy O'Shea and Ambrose O'Donovan, who I know will have enjoyed every single minute of that. Ambrose, I'll start with you first. Just your thoughts just in the few moments since the full-time whistle. You've seen all the celebrations, you've seen the fans' response, and you've seen Croke Park empty out quicker than it has in quite some time. Your thoughts just initially, Ambrose.
Oh yeah, it's a beautiful sight. It is always a fabulous sight to come to Croker, you know, and participate and play in the game. But to play in a game like we've just seen and to witness, you know, everything we were saying, that Kerry football was in trouble and that they were, we were, myself included, we were wondering about the legs and everything else. But to put in a performance like they did and to see the rapport between the players and the Kerry supporters going out onto the pitch, it's just lovely to see that, you know. They got a standing ovation coming off the field. That's nice to see. And I mean, you know, it augurs well for us, but having said that, it's vitally important, I think Weishi made reference to it, in the this is an All-Ireland quarter-final, and it's nothing else than that. We want to get two Kerry out to hype it, but for the day and for the minute that's in it, it's absolutely fabulous to be a Kerry person up here to the Ireland. I think, you know, we feel very proud of our team, and today I think they've given us good reason to, because this was all vintage Kerry. You know, if you take your hats off to the likes of Mike McCarthy, who came back, you know, for a week ago, I said, Mike, what brought him back? He must be a sorry man. He was absolutely fantastic today again. Took us out to the work. You said about recording people. We were very lucky in Antrim. It was down to Mike McCarthy. You see the likes of Tomas again rolling back the years today. Paul Gallen was fantastic today. Tom O'Sullivan, side cornerback, a man we don't plays that much. He had a fantastic game today, Alan. I mean, all those things. So you'd have to say the whole team played well. There were certain individuals that really upped the mark today, and the freshness was unbelievable in a week. You know, you couldn't credit this to it, where this team came out in today's game. They were flying off the field, Alan. Now, I'd have to say one thing about Dublin. I was disappointed with Dublin. I thought they folded up shop very quickly. Mm. Now, once we got on top, and it was early in the time, and you're quite right, so after 10 minutes, you know, I felt the Dublin heads were hanging. And now, you'd expect a lot more from that, playing in their own backyard. But they were disappointing. It was they had an off day. They'll point out a lot of things, but they were poor today. They took off, I mean, Cullen, they took off the two midfielders, took off Jason Sherlock. That's a bad day at the office for Dublin, and he took off his cornerback as well. I know coming up the full back line was maybe dodgy, but the rest of the team, you know, he was shell-shocked. And you could see it in his face, actually. They showed him a couple of times on the monitor. He really didn't know what to do, I think. And that's a sign of Kerry. Very good. We went back to basic football, Alan. Nice to watch it. Catch, kick, move the ball well. You know, there was none of this high ballooning into the square in Kilfier. Dalashay put fantastic ball in. Chest high ball, moved in quickly. Gooch was on fire inside. So a combination of all these things, Alan. It was nice to watch, and a lovely day to be a Kerry man in the capital.
Billy, just reading some of the a lot of the papers, as I did during the week, a lot of them were talking about that despite the perceived, let's say, malaise in the Kerry camp, that all things weren't right. Collectively, they are, and individually, they are a brilliant bunch of players. The argument was, were Dublin almost better than the sum of their parts, playing as a team? Were they playing better as a team? Were they going into this game slightly better prepared on the back of their performance so far in the championship? And that was proven to be total folly.
It was, yeah. I suppose, like, Dublin cruised through Leinster, and everybody saw the style of football they were playing. It was very attractive football to watch. And contrary to that, Kerry were playing the exact opposite, and were finding it difficult against the likes of Sligo, Longford, and last week against Antrim. And I think that the players just galvanised themselves. I mentioned it to you earlier on about the word pride, and I'll go back to that again. I think a lot of the players here decided that, look, this is going to be the last hurrah for a lot of them, and as a result they went out. Just looking at the team coming off, Paul Gallivan was the last man off the pitch, and he just looked at the crowd and he gave him the fist up. You know, a unified man saying, look, we're back, we have intentions of winning this All-Ireland, there's no problems here, lads, we're on our way, let's keep it up. That's what I saw coming off the field anyway.
Billy, Paul Galvin in particular, I mean, he needs and deserves special mention. Last year, the season just passed him by for obvious reasons. This year, he's playing like a captain, taking all the responsibility, and he's playing out of his skin. He seems to have completely left a lot of the undesirables behind, and he's playing just out of his skin in the form of his life.
Well, I've always said about Paul Gallivan, he's the one player that I've always had great respect for the simple reason that he plays in a very difficult position, which is the half-forward line, which is the most maligned position you can play in. It's very easy to criticise a half-forward, because if he's not tracking back, he's not playing well. If he's not getting on the end of the full forward line, looking to take the ball in the burst and put it over the bar, he's not playing well. And he plays that role very, very well, in fairness to him. It's a very difficult position to play in. That's where I was playing. I'll tell you, it's very easy to criticise a half-forward. But for me, when Paul Gallivan wants to play football, I'm a big fan of his now, by the way.
Yep.
But when he wants to play football, he's a joy to watch. And as you said there, he did have a poor year last year. The fact that he's not the captain, by the way, I think helps his game. Because, you know, he doesn't have the responsibility of acting as a captain, as you mentioned earlier.
Mm.
I think the fact that he's got his own free role, off you go now, Paul, play ball and play your own game. You don't have any responsibility here, just play your own normal game. And when he does that, he's actually quite good. But the side of him, you know, where he gets in confrontation with someone like Noel O'Leary from Cork, for example. You know, when those two start mixing it up, he doesn't play football, and then all of a sudden his game is gone. Once he corrects that, which he will, I think he's more mature now as a footballer. He knows the ins and outs, the politics of the game after seeing what happened to him last year. He knows what way to play it from now on. He keeps playing in that vein of form. I guarantee you, Kerry can win the All-Ireland. And I've said it before to
his friends
at home. He was the guy that brought us through those tough games over the last 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Himself, Mike McCarthy, Tom Sullivan. I think though, if we win the All-Ireland, it'll go down to those three. There should be monuments built to those three men because they got us out of a deep, deep hole. Last number of weeks.
Ambrose, we'll go from talking about last year's captain to this year's captain. A brilliant performance by Darren O'Sullivan. A lot of people saw Darren, including himself. I interviewed him before last year's All-Ireland, and he hated the tag of being this impact sub. He, more so than anybody else in the squad, felt he deserved a spot on the starting 15, and he certainly produced a performance today.
Oh yeah, played very well today. Ran his corner very well, made some lovely darting runs. Looked strong on the ball, pace came back to him as well, and notched in 3 points as well. Very good game indeed for him. And as you say, possibly, you know, lost today. I think he lost that tag of being impact. I think the next day he'll have to start. He played very, very well. You would also have to say about our forward line, Alan, Paul O'Connor, when he came on, looked good, looked natural.
Very good.
No, didn't come out. No, didn't look any bit in awe of Croke Park. Kicked a couple of points as well, kicked a few frees. But I mean, yeah, we were going back and we were talking on about our strong panel. I still believe we have a strong panel, but I mean, like Billy says, look, they must kick on from today. There'll be a lot of hype about them after today. They'll have to just keep it quite nice and do it. Whatever they've done this week, keep at it, because it worked for them a treat. I thought they played good football today. And, you know, when you think about this in hindsight, Dublin, I was talking to Dublin supporters coming in, like, they really rated this side. And having looked at Kildare yesterday, giving Tyrone such a fright, they thought, you know, that they'd hold us.
That form stacked up, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Definitely. But fair play, it didn't hold out. And Kerry blew that out the water today. We're doing the basic things right, I think. And you see, we're speaking about football. Football is not a rocket science. It's about playing simple things and doing them well. And I think today, that was epitomised by the 15 Kerry players today. We've done the simple things well, we've done them at pace, and everybody played for each other. And I thought, you know, it was a marvellous, marvellous display.
The only thing that I would worry about, and we've said this in the past as well, and Paul O'Connor proved it when he came on, we don't have a recognised round free taker. That's the only thing. And like when he did come on, at least that element of the game, we had a recognised free taker from the ground, whereas we didn't have it before that. And that there was a couple of frees that were taken.
That's right.
On the other, like the Gooch was going short on the wrong side of him. That's just the one concern that I would have. Look, today was a great day, Alan. Don't get me wrong. Everything was perfect.
If we could pick any bit of a hole in it, that might be it, Billy.
That'd be the only thing I would say.
Yeah.
Well, the miners bought out that. If you know, if we do mine again, we nearly cost it because we're free taker. We got too close in freezer to death, and we missed both. And we hit Ian O'Connor on the bench, you know.
Right, yeah,
and it
yeah.
nearly cost us, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're right, you know, if we will have title games, and we definitely will have, you know, a free taker. We'll always notch him at 4 or 5 points from dead ball situations, yeah. It's something to look at. But it's the one, as I said, it's a very small negative. We're going home to Kelly. It is a very, very a nice journey home on this evening.
Billy, can I just cast your mind back? It's not a pretty memory. It was what Meath did to Kerry in the semi-final in 2001. Meath flying high after beating Kerry came to a shuddering halt against Galway in the final. We shouldn't let Kerry get carried away today, because it was a very similar deconstruction of a team as happened that day, and it had the worst possible effect on the team that actually won that semi-final.
I did indeed, and I think that the management and the team at given this stage of the championship will be going into the semi-final on the back knowing that what happened in 2001. And look, I might be repeating myself here, Alan, but I just think that there are five or six players looking and this last two these last couple of games as being their final in the green and gold. And now they're not going to go into the game complacent in the semi-final.
No
doubt about it. I would say to you that they're probably going to go out and build on today's performance, because today will be very heartening. And I was saying it all week, you know, there was none of the negative talk. There was no stories being told in the public as to what was happening in training, which was a good thing. Because fellas should be focused on training and training alone. We're hearing stories about this fella doing this and this fella's not getting on with that fella. So what? So what? I mean, that's the way it is. That's fine. But leave it inside in the training field.
Yeah.
At least we had nothing this week. It was all, like, there was no negativity coming out of the Kerry camp. Everything seemed to be going okay. And we saw today they exploded. And I would think if they can, like, what do we know? We're in the start of August. There's only a few weeks left in it. So they might as well keep going at this stage. Genuinely, I think that at this stage there's only a few weeks left. They might as well keep at it. There's an All-Ireland there for them if they want it. It's up to them. I think it's theirs to lose, to be honest, given what I saw today.
Ambrose, I leave you with the final word.
There's a beautiful thing there, though, you see. The both ways can come up to us.
Yes.
in the run-up to this. If we can get over Mayo or Meath, we're in an All-Ireland final. Look at what's going to be on the other side. We might get a chance to gain revenge over Clark
or Tyrone.
Yeah, either true. Or either. Mm. We owe both.
Can I just ask you on what you've seen, and you probably would have watched the Meath Limerick game the other night. Certainly they wouldn't scare away Kerry on the performance today, but it's whoever comes out of the game against Mayo. Would you have any fear for that side of the draw at this stage?
You'd have to look at them. Well, I'll be honest with you, I prefer to be in the side we're in than that other side. I think Cork and Tyrone, they're two very good teams. They're going to have a right cut off each other, and you know, whoever went into the All-Ireland final will be worthy All-Ireland finalists. Kerry and Mayo, I mean, Mayo wouldn't have the best record against us, but I mean, maybe Meath might beat them. I think Mayo will beat Meath, but no, as I say, I think the draw is favourable for Kerry, being a Kerry man. I think, yeah, I would have no fears coming up against Mayo. We'd respect them and give them all due respect, but I think to the better of the two draws, Alan.
Okay. Well, look, we leave it there, lads. I'll let you make your way down from the commentary position. And thanks again, as always, for your comments. I look forward to talking to you at the end of the month when we will indeed be looking at Kerry in an All-Ireland football semi-final yet again. It'll be against Meath or Mayo. We'll find out who they play next weekend. In the meantime, Ambrose and Billy, thanks a million for your time today. Now, I just want to thank our team in Croke Park this afternoon. John Heffernan, who was on sound and looking after all the production up there. Also to Gary and Wishy for the commentary on the senior game. To Ger O'Connor and to Tim Moynihan for the commentary on the minor game. A couple of comments just before we finish up. Well done to all the Radio Kerry team for the coverage today. Thank you indeed. To Wishy, Gary and the staff, well done on an excellent broadcast up the kingdom. Well done from Breed and family in Killarney. And oh my God, Kerry are just fantastic at home in Croke Park, says Breed of Flynn. Indeed, their second home. And maybe the first home, actually, where they play their best football. They certainly did that today. I'm Alan Cantwell signing off for the moment. I'll talk to you again this side of just after 6 o'clock, actually, just with a wrap-up of today's action. In the meantime, we're going to go to news just after the break with Cleo. And after that, it's Brian Hurley taking you through till 8 o'clock this evening. Thank you indeed for joining us. Congratulations to Kerry on the double today, minors and seniors. And we'll talk to you again very soon. Bye for now.
Kerry versus Dublin, live from Croke Park, in association with Factory Carpet Outlets in Tralee, Killarney, Newcastle West and Listowel.